a web for excerpts from the site.
This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. President Bush is telling American voters the U.S. is safer now than it was 4 years ago. And he says he won't hesitate to go on the offensive if there's a threat.
America must remember the lessons of September the 11th. We must confront serious dangers before they fully materialize.
The president says that's what he did in Iraq, and because of his actions, the world is a better place. He spoke at the Oak Ridge Lab in Tennessee, where he praised Libya for dismantling its nuclear program. The Senate is debating a proposed ban on gay marriage. A vote could come Wednesday, which would put lawmakers on the record pro or con. Some Republicans aren't happy about it, but Ronald Reagan Jr. is now scheduled to speak at the Democratic National Convention later this month. The son of the late president will press for more stem cell research, which he says could have helped his father's Alzheimer's disease. The Bush administration sharply restricts such research. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
6, 7, 8, and lift. Lift, raise your palm to the sky. Let's hear it. Hot the pumping. Turn your palm to the left. Squeeze it high. Are you feeling the burn? Wag that tail.
Dogs don't have cardio aerobics. That's why they have IMES, with 7 essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
Give yourself a lick on the back.
Nourish every heartbeat, love every bite. IMES, good for life.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Then all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 91 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. There's an Amber Alert in effect for an 11-year-old girl. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Injury accident blocking the ramp from westbound I-70 to Quebec Street at this hour. Fire equipment on the scene there taking care of that, not affecting the freeway itself. Also a collision on the ramp from Federal to eastbound 6th Avenue, so not causing much of a delay for Federal or for 6th Avenue right now. Everything else in the freeway system seems to be moving along in pretty good shape. Posted freeway speed says the CDOT maps. 18th and Lincoln, watch for an accident. That's actually in the 1800 block of Lincoln, and that's supposed to have injuries involved as well. Northwest Parkway with the information this time. Drive the Northwest Parkway and win a new car, courtesy of Century Chevrolet. Go to nwpky.org for rules and regulations, or stop by the Northwest Parkway office to register. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Police continue looking for an 11-year-old girl who disappeared about 8:30 last night. Dulce Salazar was wearing a blue skirt and white shirt and could be with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who was living with Salazar's family. Valenzuela is 5'11", has a shaved head and a ring in his left ear. He may be driving a burgundy 1993 Mercury Cougar with a temporary Colorado tag and a dent in its driver's side door. Police think they may be headed either to Kansas or California. Call police with any information. This report brought to you by Pier 1. A Douglas County family has been displaced after fire destroyed much of their home. The blaze on Flamingo Way in Roxboro broke out about 6 this morning while the family was asleep. The roof collapsed, which is why Andy Lyon of South Metro Fire says firefighters had to battle the flames from the outside.
It's not safe to be in there. The structure has collapsed, so the best approach is to get above the fire with an aerial and to just drop water down on top of it.
He adds firefighters' work was made more difficult because contents within the garage included an acetylene tank and gunpowder. Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman will hold a news conference at 1 this afternoon to discuss last night's officer-involved shooting. Police were responding to a domestic dispute call when someone in the residence pointed a silver object at the cops. One of the officers fired one round. The victim died. died later at the hospital. In sports, the Colorado Rockies enter the All-Star break with a 36-51 record, although they have won 7 of their last 9. After the break, the Rocks play a string of home games. Rockies' Todd Helton is Colorado's only representative in tomorrow night's Midsummer Classic. Pier 1, it's grand and it's open. Check out the new Pier 1 in Belmar Shopping Center off of Wadsworth Boulevard and Alameda in Lakewood. And while you're there, save big at Pier 1's One Big Sale and clearance up to 50% off. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
No matter how you say it, it is what we do best. This is Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
So, you're driving your car, minding your own business. Suddenly, some random guy pulls you over, compliments you on your hair, changes your oil, and gives you a nice parting gift.
Tickets for the ballet.
Hard to imagine, huh? So why do we expect it when it comes to dating? We go to the same old places and wonder why our soulmate doesn't walk in and ask us out. Maybe that's the problem. The approach is wrong. Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect, can help you make meaningful connections with Denver singles. Sign up today. Call 303-424-2300 and get $100 off your membership. Plus, you'll be entered in a drawing August 28th for a $500 romantic getaway package for you and your date to the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge. Also, as a valued KNRC listener, the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge is offering a preferred summer lodging special. Call 800-736-1607. Mention the KNRC Summer Special and get weekend rates starting at $85, not including taxes and fees. Restrictions do apply. So call Cottonwood Connection today, 303-424-2300.
Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. An upper-level ridge giving us lots of sun, just a few clouds today, and hot temperatures. Our high, 94. Our average this time of year, 88. Later on tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated storm, then mostly clear overnight, down to 62. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we start out mostly sunny during the morning hours, but then turning partly cloudy with a chance of an afternoon storm. 94 the high for tomorrow, and Wednesday's high, 86. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny in 91. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
Buongiorno. I'm delighted to be back. I've been in Italy for the last week. I want to thank T.R. Reid for filling in for me and, of course, our own Billy Thorpe for holding down the fort. I understand both did a great job. In the time that I was gone, if we're just joining each other, I was going to my cousin's wedding in Tuscany, and it was amazing. It's funny about traveling because you go, and it's one day after another, and then when you get back, you're aware of, and also when you get back, you realize that something magical has gone on. But this was the most amazing wedding I have ever attended, and I don't think I'll ever attend another one quite like it. We were all in villas in Tuscany, and cousin has about 90 friends. They expected maybe 40 would say yes and come over, but about 90 of them showed up in various waves throughout the week, and they all stayed. Most of them stayed right near where the bride and groom's villa was, and then her mother and her uncle and I all stayed about a mile away, and each villa had its own pool, and we all had our own separate spaces. You know, everybody had their own suite in this, and it was really quite reasonable, as a matter of fact. So it sounds rather grander than it was, but it was magnificent. It was on a working wine producing estate. They produce olive oils as well. It was a huge estate, and just to look out over the landscape, you would see these manicured rows of grapevines, and you would see these trees, many of which you didn't really know what they were. And everything was incredible to look at, and the sky was this amazing shade of blue. So as we all had dinner at the bride's villa most nights, you could do it or not as you wished. It was included. And they had someone, doing the dinners. And in the morning after the dinners, you'd find many, many, many dozens of wine bottles that the bride and groom's guests were imbibing until the day of the wedding, which was on Thursday. So everything was leading up to the wedding on Thursday. The logistics of this thing were amazing. All I knew was that the wedding was being held. The mayor of a little town in Italy was going to perform the wedding. And the wedding was going to be in what is called a municipale matrimoniale, a municipal matrimonial parlor. So I'm thinking, well, all right, town hall, something. We'll all stand up. And we had to get out in an hour because there was another wedding following us. And I'm thinking, well, what can this be? But I go along. We have to do three buses to get there. They have a shuttle bus because we're way up in the hills. The villas are way up in the hills, the estate. So we have a little shuttle bus that shuttles us down the twisty roads to the big bus that will take us to this little town where the wedding's going to happen. And it's a medieval town. So the bus shuttles us. And then because the matrimonial wedding, the wedding factory is way up in the hill, so now you need another bus on the other end. So you've got one bus shuttling you down to the main bus. Then you take the main bus to the town, and then because it's in an upper section of the town, you have to take a third bus. It'll shuttle you up there. And when you get there, it's amazing. It is from, I don't know, maybe the 14, 1500s. It's cobblestones. It is absolutely breathtaking. It's charming. It's magnificent. It's outside, so everybody's hoping that there would be no rain, and there would be a sprinkle here and there, but no rain. And actually, the sun broke through for the ceremony. Well, the mother of the bride had just had hip surgery, so she was making noises that she wasn't even going to come to the wedding, and this is her only child, her only daughter and her only child. So there was much drama around that. She comes. This is her first trip to Europe, the mother of the bride, and she... Now, the other question is, can she manage to walk the bride down the aisle? Because the uncle, the bride's dad died when she was 9 years old. So she got her uncle on one side, and she would like to have her mom on the other walking her down the aisle. Well, the mother of the bride, who could only fit into tennis shoes that she couldn't lace up because the hip surgery left her feet really swollen, somehow managed to shove herself into these lovely sandals. By the time they were finished transforming her, the mother of the bride looked like an Italian countess and was able, actually, without the walker, without the wheelchair, without the canes, to actually help her daughter, escort her daughter down the aisle. So it was a great moment. The daughter, before that happened, so there was drama, and everybody knew that there was a lot of drama around this. So it was a big moment when that happened. Here comes the bride. Ah, amazing. She's just beautiful. And the dress was beautiful. And everything was incredible. It was a real fairy tale. Now the ceremony's over. And now we have to take three buses back to the villa where the reception is going to be held. And by now, we're talking about the marriage didn't happen until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And in Italy, they don't eat until about 9:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So we get our three buses and we get back to the villa, and down at the pool are drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and that happens for a while. And then up on the upper level, outside, all of it is outside, is dinner for 90-some people. They have taken, you know, those white, if you go to Cost Plus, you get those white paper globes in different sizes. It was like a fairy tale, and they wired them with electricity in all of them. So here you are outside. In these long tables, Italian waiters, it was like a military squadron, and they were really cute, too. And they're serving six or seven courses. And here's what the table decorations are. Rose petals scattered all over the tables, and fresh fruit like cherries and apricots, and interspersed with flowers, and it was gorgeous. It wasn't like an arrangement. It was just scattered all the way down the table. It looked like a Della Robbia painting. It was, and then you could eat the center, you know, so if you're hungry, which I was, I'm eating the cherries and the apricots, and the food was wonderful. And then at the end, they gave away bottles of, the region is famous for Chianti Classico, so Chianti wine. Each guest received a bottle of Chianti with a special label, you know, with the bride and groom's name on it, and it was amazing. My cousin, I think, could have done a better job planning the occupation in Iraq than the people in the Pentagon. This is somebody who knows logistics. Apparently, it all went off flawlessly, and it was an amazing wedding, probably the most amazing one. There's almost no way of even describing it. And since the groom is from Ireland, from Dublin, his family says, so they, and they live in Zurich, so you have people, their friends are from all over the place. They're from the States, they're from Chicago, they're from Denver, they're from Boulder, they're from Switzerland and London and Dublin and every place. And it was really fun to talk to them. And amazingly enough, there was a couple there from Boulder. So I got to talk to them, and then there was a couple there from Denver. So I said, oh, my goodness, you're from Denver. I said, and what do you do? I said to the guy, and he told me what he did. His name's Tim. And then Lori, I said, and Lori, I said, where do you live? And they told me where they live. And I said to her, what do you do? And she says, and I, she said what she did. And then she said, and what do you do? And I said, well, I have a radio show in Denver. She said, you're Enid Goldstein. Oh, my God, she said. I listen to you every day. I said, you're kidding. I said, I can't believe this. In Tuscany, that one of my cousin's friends is, she said, my husband is a Republican. She said, but I hope not for long. And she said, and he always says to her, who is that girly that you're listening to getting all this brainwashing from? But she thinks she's going to be able to bring around. He says he's not going to vote for Bush. I don't know if he can bring himself to vote for Kerry, but at least he's not going to vote for Bush. So that was a positive sign. And I thought, my God, what are the odds of this happening? I can't believe it. And the nieces were there, and Lori said all these lovely things about me and my show and everything. The nieces were wholly, the two beautiful, brilliant nieces with a lot of attitude, were wholly unimpressed, wholly unmoved. They don't care at all. So that was my adventure in Italy. We went to Lucca, and we went to Pisa, and we went to Firenze, Florence. And we went all over Tuscany and all these little towns. You had to get through them to get to the, you know, your, where you wanted to go. And it was lovely. It was the most wonderful way of doing it. And this whole villa thing was terrific because where all of us were, where the bride's mother and the uncle and I were, you had a common living room and a dining room and a kitchen, but everybody had their own room and bath, so they had their own suite. And so if you wanted to sit around and tell tales by the fire, you could do it. And if you wanted your privacy, you could do it. The food, of course, was fabulous. And don't get me started on the gelato. Oh, my goodness. But here's my theory. If you are ordering gelato in Italy, or if somebody else orders it, it has no calories whatsoever because those calories will get burned up on the transatlantic flight, of which I had to take three of to get there, but somehow we managed it. And thank you to Jordan and to Joe who saw to it that I got to where I was going in time and got and came back in the proper way too. So they both did a great job. There was the Italian phrase book. The Italian phrase book, there's a section. Now, when I first went to Italy, they didn't have phrase books that had these sections, but now they do, and it's the section on amore, love. And here are things that you can say. How you say, I'm rich and single. There's a phrase for I'm rich and single. And for unwanted attention, they have to give you another phrase, and that phrase is, I have a contagious disease. So we were laughing about that. In all, it was a great adventure. It was wonderful. There were, as you can imagine, with 90-some people, and they came in waves. There were all kinds of dramas, and some people were speaking, and some people weren't speaking. And I suppose there was a certain amount of bed hopping that went on, but nobody actually told me about it, so I'm only surmising. So that is my excellent adventure in Italy. And here's the other thing, and to my Italian teachers, thank you, thank you. I really have only had a few classes since, you know, I knew I was going, and again, and I wanted to be able, and I figured, well, you know, it's like Venice, everybody speaks English. Well, everybody did not speak English in Tuscany. So my dopey, pigeony, very sketchy Italian really got us all over the place. It got us parking places, parcheggio. It got us all kinds of stuff that we would have just been at sea without it. So I was so glad to have that. Let me give you a sense of what's coming up. Larry Flint. Comma, that smut peddler who has a brand new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's been trying to nail George Bush, Dickie, since even before the election. He thought that he had the goods on Dickie, that Dickie might have paid for an abortion involving a woman that he'd been going out with. I don't know if that's the subject of this. Flint almost had it nailed, but then didn't. Remember Larry Flint, don't write him off. He's the one, Livingston, the former Speaker of the House, this was during the impeachment stuff. He's the one who got all the scoop on Livingston that he Now, what was, I forget now what it was with Livingston. Was it that he was a philanderer, or was it that there were money deals that were questionable? Somebody refresh my memory. Anyway, he exposed him, and Livingston had to step down. So don't write off Larry Flynt. He is also going to be the guest of honor at a press club luncheon on Wednesday. You don't have to be a member, I don't think, to go. And it's a joint luncheon sponsored with the DAC, the Denver Athletic Club, and the Press Club. And I believe they're having it at the DAC. It's a larger area for them to have the overflow. Apparently, the Press Club, the Denver Press Club, has been getting tons of phone calls complaining that Larry Flynt is going to be the speaker at the luncheon. And John Ensland and the Press Club have really said, look, what the press is about is the First Amendment. That is really what the press is about. You may not like what Larry Flynt has to say. You may not like his publication. You may not like him. Fine, don't go. Forget about it. But don't try to shut it off for everybody else. That's what conservatives do. Also, I want to remind you that this Friday, July 16th, Enid Live, coming to you live from the Denver Press Club. We do those shows once a month, and the subject of the show on Friday is going to be gaming. For the most part, but we have a few surprises. It looks like we might have Walter Mosley, and if you are a mystery fan, Walter Mosley's terrific. His character, E.Z. Rollins, and how he came to my attention is that he's a favorite of Bill Clinton's. And Walter Mosley is black and Jewish, and his character lives in Los Angeles, and it's usually the mysteries are usually set around in the 40s, and he will be at the Tattered Cover. So if we're lucky, we will also have Walter Mosley with us, and that's Friday live from the Denver Press Club. While I was gone, a lot of things occurred, but I have to, one of the things I talked about, and I have to tell you, there's a Tuscany aspect to this story. One of the things that I talked about before I left, and I was scandalized by it, are these EMTs at Denver Health. And 17 of them got a combination of fired and disciplined for their terrible behavior, abusive behavior apparently, of patients that were calling ambulances. You know, the ambulance would arrive. And of course, the most salient was the guy who goes in with a head trauma. He happens to have a digital camera on him. And weeks later, as he's flipping through the images, he sees one of his genitals and he wonders, how did that happen? Well, these dopes who brought him in, an EMT, with a head injury, are taking pictures of another head, and there it is. So it happened that the maid of honor at my cousin's wedding in Tuscany is a doctor. Her specialty is emergency medicine. And there were three places recommended to her that are supposed to have really good emergency medicine departments, one of them being Denver Health, if I understand the story correctly. She wanted to do her residency in Denver because everybody said it was great and because it's close to the mountains and because she could ski and, you know, do all kinds of outdoorsy things. So she was predisposed to want that residency. She comes to Denver. She interviews at Denver Health. She gets the worst vibes. She gets the feeling that all is not well with Denver Health. And this is a few years ago. And I said, you won't believe the latest scandal there. And I told her about it. I said, you made absolutely the right decision. So here it is in the Saturday Rocky. Denver, in 1997, I mean, there's a history here. This just didn't just happen. This is something that they should have known about at Denver Health. And they haven't acted on it at all. In 1997, Denver Health fired one paramedic and disciplined another in an incident that left a young Denver man, Gil Webb, hospitalized with a broken neck. Webb was arrested for auto theft and vehicular homicide at the scene of a crash that killed Denver police officer Ronald De Herrera. A Channel 2 video showed a police officer kicking Webb while paramedics picked him up by the hair and slammed him onto a gurney. St. Anthony Hospital in St. Anthony North stopped using Denver Health to help train its paramedics the next year in 1998. We got some negative feedback from our students on how they were treated and how the patients were being treated. And now St. Anthony Hospitals go through St. Anthony Paramedic Academy and go on ride-alongs with other agencies such as West Metro Paramedics, but not with Denver Health. Swedish Medical Center also stopped using Denver Health to train its paramedics at about the same time. So everybody knew that there was a problem. Two hospitals stopped using Denver Health and the paramedic program to train paramedics. Everybody knew there was a problem. Why didn't anybody do anything about it until now? And what they're doing sounds to me like a sort of a half-assed attempt to try to clean up a problem where you've got a major illness in the culture. 303-382-1150. But isn't it amazing that in Tuscany, here I am in Tuscany, and there are two Denver aspects, you know, hearing from somebody who might have taken a residency there to say the vibes were really bad, and the impression was that she was left with was so bad that she decided not to go to Denver Health. And then having a couple of listeners, somebody who listens to the show every day in Tuscany, who's one of the guests. Amazing. Amazing coincidences. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live, The Return. Welcome home on AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, The Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Terracotta Warriors. A new action musical, Terracotta Warriors combines extravagant dance and songs with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of the first emperor of China, Terracotta Warriors is a story of rule by terror, loyalty by force, and love by decree. Fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse the audience in the emotion, the drama, and the battles of the 2nd century BC. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors is now playing at the Buell Theater through July 18th only. Tickets are available at all King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Hi, I'm Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues, inviting you to groove through summer Wednesday nights at Lakewood Sound's exciting summer concert series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the 2004 Sounds Exciting series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845. For more information.
Tune into the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. for Tour de France updates and analysis. Listen to Ron Kiefel, someone who's been in the Tour 7 times. You'll hear about the intricacies and the strategies riders use to compete at the highest levels in an all-out effort to win the biggest bike race in the world. Feel the excitement of the race, the thrill of the chase, and what it's really like to be in the competition. Only on the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 5 points. The NASDAQ last trade down about 14.5 points, with tech stocks rattled by Merrill Lynch's downgrade of the semiconductor sector. Meantime, Morgan Stanley has settled a sex discrimination suit for $54 million. The EEOC had accused the Wall Street brokerage of denying scores of women promotions and giving higher salaries to less productive men. Internet search engine Google has applied to list its Class A shares on the NASDAQ. No word on the date of that hotly anticipated IPO. Central Garden and Pet is among today's biggest losers. The stock is down nearly 18% after the retailer slashed its profit projections for the year. Unseasonably cool weather dampened demand for grass seed, which is one of its key products. And Citizens Communications tops the big board's most active list. The telecom firm is paying a special $2 a share dividend. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
Okay, here you go. The perfect house. So you ready to put in a bid?
A what?
It's a pretty tight market, and I'd really hate to see you lose out.
It's the first house you've shown us.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Now working with the Century 21 agent. Century 21 agents pledge to keep showing you properties until you're satisfied. Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 service pledge to help reduce the stress of buying real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Spa. I like that word. I wonder if that's why they call it that, because it has ah in it. Ginger and passion fruit on my... Where was I?
There's a time to let your mind go wherever it wants. It's called free time. And in the soothing spaces of Hyatt, it's well worth collecting. With Gold Passport's faster free nights, earn a free night at Hyatt Worldwide after every 2 stays when you pay with MasterCard through September 30th. For details, visit goldpassport.com.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. More talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
1229 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. This is the Welcome Home from Italy edition. I'm learning how to speak English again. Oh, I'm just kidding about that. We're talking about Denver Health and how there was a kind of a Tuscan aspect to the story, and that the bridesmaid is an ER doc who almost trained at Denver Health and then said the vibes were so bad. So here it is. Rudeness forced top gripes leveled at the paramedics, accusations of rudeness, excessive force, poor medical skills. Also that they would steal the money in the pockets of drunks. They'd roll drunks who came in. I mean, gee. And that this has been going on for a number of years. There have been problems with this for a number of years. How come this hasn't been solved? Here we are in 2004, and in 1997 there was a big problem. In 1998, Swedish and St. Anthony's all decided that they weren't going to let their paramedics train with Denver Health. I mean, why has it taken so long? And how come nobody did anything until finally became public? I mean, this is awful. I don't think these are executives who are being overpaid and who are underperforming. 303-382-1150, this is like CU. These are people who only care about their own jobs, I think, who aren't. If you're, look, where did we ever do a disconnect between your job performance and what we pay you? People who run Denver Health are making a lot of money. How come the job performance isn't there? Not in the paramedic situation it isn't. Not in EMTs it's not. And of course the big news while I was gone, probably the one that I'm sure you talked about, the choice of running mates. John Kerry picking John Edwards. So the two Johns up against the two Dicks. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Did you see the interview with the two of them last night on 60 Minutes? It led 60 Minutes. Leslie Stahl did the interviewing. I have some thoughts about it. I wonder what your thoughts are about it. And I'm not entirely convinced that Dick Cheney is going to be your vice presidential candidate. Here's what they'll do. Here's what they could potentially do. And I want you to think about this. They could say his health is an issue. And by the way, his chief internist has his own drug problem. Did you hear about this? Oh, my God. The chief internist, the one who reassures us about Cheney's health, has a prescription drug Jones. He's an addict. He's no longer Cheney's chief doc. I assume he's an internist. Maybe he's a cardiologist. I don't know. But he's no longer, he who reassured us is from the Rush Limbaugh school what should we call it? Zombieism? I don't know. 303-382-1150. So, here's the story. You've got John Edwards, John Kerry. Cheney could potentially, they could get rid of him. Well, he's got health problems. He doesn't want to, you know, he's burdening the ticket. And they're going to try, I think, to talk John McCain into being the vice presidential candidate. Now, McCain has always wanted to be president. Never mind that there's a lot of bitterness, or at least that's what's been reported, between McCain and Dickey. And why has there been so much bitterness? Because McCain won a primary. And Dickey and Karl Rove all went after him big time in South Carolina, and they did what's called push polling. McCain and his wife have children, and somewhere along the line they adopted a dark-skinned child from Bangladesh, maybe from a Mother Teresa-like orphanage, that kind of thing. Well, when the push pollers were doing polling, allegedly polling, in South Carolina, they would say things like, does it bother you that John McCain has a black child with a black prostitute? Well, he doesn't have a black child with a black prostitute. I mean, but they would allege or hint at all these things, and McCain lost in South Carolina. He had a real shot. But they did very dirty pool to him. He, however, has always wanted to be president. Would the possibility of being vice president be irresistible? And here's a little arsenic, my dear Anne. I don't know. But think about a McCain, which somebody who would appeal to moderates, a McCain-Bush ticket, as opposed to a John Kerry, John Edwards ticket. What do you see happening? 303-382-1150. How is this going to come down? What's going to happen here? Well, but the truth of the matter is Cheney has been your president, and Ron Reagan Jr., the kid, is going to address the Democratic National Convention on the issue of stem cell research, trying to get stem cell research to happen. 303-382-1150. Did you see 60 Minutes last night with the two Johns on, and what did you think? Because I have some views I want to share, and I hope I'm wrong about it, too. Mike, calling from Wheat Ridge. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First-time caller, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Now, you were talking about Denver General. That reminded me, I've lived in Denver all my life, and I remember back when I was in, I think, about the fifth grade, about 1955, my mom told me, she said, if anything ever happens to you, don't let them take you to Denver General. She says, call a private ambulance and have them take to the hospital where my dad works.
So even that far back, there were questions about Denver General? But
widely known, and I guess it hasn't changed.
Well, wouldn't you think they would have cleaned it up by now?
Gosh, yeah.
Well, you would think so, but I guess you'd be wrong. I thank you, Mike, for calling. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. And if that weren't enough, you've got this administration, by the way, while I was gone, a Senate committee issued in the strongest, most damning terms, a report on the intelligence used by the Bush administration to justify the war with Iraq. What they're going to do is they're going to blame it all on George Tenet. They're going to blame it all on all their failures on the lack of good intelligence. They're not going to accept their role in having politicized the intelligence gathering process. Dick Cheney made many, many, many trips to the CIA to kind of get the result he wanted. 303-382-1150. And now, what are these chiselers up to? They're whores. This is what they are. Political pimps, whores, whatever you want to call them. Here's what they're doing now. They're projecting a terrorist attack around the elections. Isn't that convenient? And how they can postpone the elections. What, for another four more years? 303-382-1150. Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Welcome back, Enid.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, that's just what I was calling about. They've decided that they'll consider canceling democracy because of terrorism threats. I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Wait a minute.
All
where
this
was
time.
Where did anything actually happen?
I'm sorry.
What actually happened to cause them to want to cancel the election? They're postulating.
Well, nothing. Just their desire not to lose, I imagine.
There you go.
Well, and another thing is, I'm hoping that George Tenet will come out and not let himself be the biggest patsy in history and start telling a little truth about what actually went on. I mean, we kind of know
what did they have to do to shut him up? What do they have to give him to shut him up? Have they offered him some other job? Is there a change of money? What has happened in order to keep him from talking right before an election and salvaging what is left of his reputation?
Well, did they give him something, or are they?
I don't know. That would be my question. What would it take to keep him quiet?
Yeah. Well, I sure hope he speaks up. The other person I want to hear speak up real soon is this guy that was supposedly kidnapped and then let go, but then we're told he deserted, and there's a whole story there, and I'd love to hear that real soon.
Yeah, I think the rest of us would, too. I thank you, Kevin, for the call. 303-382-1150. Jim, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Welcome back, Enid.
Thank you, Jim.
How was Italy?
Oh, Italy was wonderful.
Do they like us over there? Or do they?
Yeah, no. They seem to like us. Although we were seeing all these rainbow signs spell P-A-C-E, and I think it must be Latin pace, peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's also Italian. And we the Italians have a contingent, and something bad happened to one of their. I forget all the details, but I'm guessing that's why I saw those signs around. So I don't think they're too happy about being involved in Iraq.
Well, I'd like to make a point about the vice presidential pick. Bush won't change because it'll be a sign of weakness. Colin Powell has something in his past, or his wife does. That's why she doesn't want him ever to run for president.
Well, wait, what does she have in her past? She was wasn't she on antidepressants for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. Something like that. Some medical reason. She's just afraid that if he's in the thick of things, it's all going to be exposed. And I don't think McCain will succumb to any pressure from the Bush or Karl Rove people.
Why do you say that? Why do you think that he won't succumb? He's always wanted to be president. Wouldn't it be irresistible to do this? Although, I think you might have more power as a senator than you would as a vice president.
He's got too much principle. Plus, he doesn't like the Bush family at all. And if that were happened to me in South Carolina, what they did to him, I would tell the Bush family to go back to Maine or Crawford, Texas, or anywhere they say they're from, that they're natives from. So, you know, it's good to have you back. Your replacement was really good, but it's always nice to hear your voice.
Thanks very much, Jim. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Seth in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Thank you very much.
And, you see, you are saying that convenient thing about the alert on election, terrorist attack. Doesn't it make you sometime, think what all is going on? And I think I can read what you are saying it too. I just want to trace it back, step back about four years before election, about 6 weeks before election, when Bush was visiting Florida, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
They were having an interview on a television, and Bush look at the camera and say, just like in a certain way his smirky look is, he look at the camera and say, "My, you see, Hanging Chad comes in."
Thank you. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate the comments. Oh, I had to reach for that button real quick. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Who is going to be the vice presidential candidate? 12:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny, 92 degrees now. Police continue looking for a missing 11-year-old. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police still cleaning up an injury accident on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Quebec Street. That one involves a car and a dump truck. Everything else around town seems to be moving along in fairly good shape as far as traffic patterns are concerned. However, there is a trash truck on fire along 28th Street between the Longmont Diagonal Highway and Foothills Highway. Sounds like it's in a trash recycling business, so they need a front-end loader to come in there and help clean up some of the mess that's been left behind. Fire quickly on the scene for another 45 minutes at least. Power Bar Harvest has the information. Fight the afternoon lull with tasty harvest bars. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains and proteins. 10 tempting flavors of Harvest Bar from Power Bar, available at Albertsons. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
11-year-old Dulce Salazar went missing about 8:30 last night. Police think the girl may be with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who was living with Salazar's family. The girl was wearing a white shirt and a blue skirt. Valenzuela is 5'11", has a shaved head and a ring in his left ear. He may be driving a burgundy 1993 Mercury Cougar with a temporary Colorado tag and a dent in the driver's side door. Police think the pair may be on the way to Kansas or Southern California. Call police if you have any information. This report brought to you by Carfax. DPD Chief Jerry Whitman will be holding a press conference at the top of the hour to talk about last night's officer-involved shooting. One person died after being shot by police who were responding to a domestic disturbance call. Xcel Energy says the hot weather will, of course, increase the demand for electricity as people kick on the air conditioner. A report from the Public Utilities Commission says there is a significant potential for more blackouts this year. Don't end up with delayed because of an accident today. Don't end up with that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee or visit carfax.com for details. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC news time is 12:43.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get rid of high monthly house payments. Take advantage of some of the best interest rates in history, as low as 3.25%. Then call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package custom tailored for your individual needs and lower your payment by hundreds of dollars per month. Start your 2004 with a financing solution from Western State Mortgage. Whether it's debt consolidation or home refinancing, Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad. if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Western State Mortgage will guarantee your experience will be positive. So start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. 888-617-5255. Call them now. 888-617-5255. Western State Mortgage, your local refinance partner.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly sunny skies for us today. Partly cloudy this evening, maybe some thunderstorms. It'll clear up after midnight. Low 60s for tonight's temperature. We'll start off mostly sunny tomorrow, then cloud up during the day. Maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s for tomorrow's high. 92 degrees under mostly sunny skies now. KNRC news time is 12:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Hey, what's your sign? Is it hot in here, or is it just you? I seem to have lost my phone number. Could I have yours?
Looking for a new pickup line? Try this one.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help wondering, what station do you listen to?
Works every time. AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:46 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, just back from Italy. Somebody called in and wanted to know what I wore to the wedding. What did people wear? It was casual. It was just a lovely casual, like a summer's afternoon. So I just wore a hat and it was really nice. The week before, I've been in the high 90s with humidity of about a zillion percent, maybe like 75-80% humidity. But the weather was just gorgeous. So, and the bride looked fabulous wearing a strapless Vera Wang dress, and that's all the only way I know how to describe it. It was simple, really, really simple, no junk on it. A really simple kind of a veil in the back. I don't think it ever covered her face because she's just gorgeous. And that's what she wore, and it was really wonderful. It was a great, great wedding. Rose petals. Think rose petals next time. 303-382-1150. We're talking about whether or not Dick Cheney is going to wind up being Dickie's running mate, and if not, John McCain. And did anybody watch the two Johns, John Kerry, John Edwards, on 60 Minutes? I was a little troubled. Let me tell you why. John Edwards has so much personality and magic and sparkle that he made John Kerry look even, you know, more wooden. And I think that John Kerry is smart. He's got a complicated mind. I think he would be a really good leader. He'd be a good president. But he's got to be able to sell it to the American public. And John Edwards, who as a trial lawyer has had to persuade juries throughout his career and has been very successful at doing that, has that great gift with people. He connects in a little bit the same way that Bill Clinton connected with people. But John Kerry is a little more standoffish, so in a way he makes John Kerry look more wooden. That was my take. What was yours? Did you see it? It was the first segment on 60 Minutes last night, and Leslie Stahl was doing the interviewing. 303-382-1150, and then at one point all of their wives were together. And I think it's going to play well for John Edwards that his wife Elizabeth is a little bit overweight. She's not svelte. She apparently was in law school with him, and she was one of the brightest students in the class and among the most beautiful as well. So they're in it together. They did lose a child somewhere along the line and then had another child or two later in life. And you have Teresa Hines, and I think Teresa Hines is very interesting. She's smart. She's solid. She's worth at least $1 billion. And John Kerry, I don't know. I just think that there's something solid. But whether or not that can be sold sufficiently to the American public, that's another matter. 303-382-1150. Steve calling from Louisville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Welcome back. I hope you had
a good time.
Now.
I did. I had a great time.
My point is I don't think Edwards is going to help Kerry very much. First of all, because you're voting for president, not a vice president. And secondly, Edwards is a liberal just like Kerry, so he isn't really adding anything to the debate. But the one thing he does have that's kind of baggage that I believe is that two Americas argument that he brings on, that that the poor people have no clothes, they can't feed their kids, and they don't have health insurance. Now, there are two Americas, definitely. There's the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor. But the majority of people are somewhere in the middle. 64% of the people now, an all-time high, own their own houses. So there's much more than just two Americas, and this is an old liberal ploy.
Let me stop you, Steve. And this administration has raped the middle-class American public in order to make life easier for the richest Americans. And the point that was made in the interview yesterday with Leslie Stahl is that both Kerry and Edwards voted against the tax cuts, which would have benefited them. They're both rich men. Would have benefited them, and they voted against their own self-interest in order to vote in favor of the common good, which is more than you can say about this administration. Tom DeLay, for example, would not give a tax credit to the poorest Americans because it would have meant that he couldn't be given as much of a tax break to the richest Americans. So the poorest suffered. And there was a point at which they tried to savage and were successful doing it, vet benefits, military benefits. And if they had only given us a little bit less of a tax cut, they could have been able to restore it to the budget. They wouldn't do it. They wanted the rich to have all of theirs. And if you happen to be a fighting man or woman, if you happen to be in the military, screw you. If you're middle class, too bad. And people, let this happen. There is some misguided belief that this is an administration that has their best interests at heart, and it is absolutely not true. Steve, calling from the Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
Doing well, Steve.
Yeah, I saw an interview last night, and I thought Leslie Stahl might as well have been Sean Hannity.
In a way, what do you think?
In a way, it was obvious. I mean, asking the most inane questions and kept interrupting, and it drove me mad.
What did you think about the way that Kerry, the two Johns, came off with each other? The
just,
chemistry.
Just fine. With John Kerry. I think she, it's like in. It was some misguided effort to avoid being called biased. They try to sound like Fox News.
Well, you're right about that. They try to trash it, just like there are a lot of liberals who are trashing Michael Moore and Fahrenheit 9/11. That movie is radioactive. That movie sizzles. That movie is absolutely worth
seeing. Absolutely.
And I have people say, well, so-and-so, who works in the Washington Post, said that it really wasn't that good. I said, don't take anybody else's opinion for it. You go see it yourself, and then you decide.
Oh, I went to go see it on opening night, and it was standing room only and a standing ovation at the end, even here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's incredible. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Tobias calling from Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid, how's it going?
Doing well.
Good. Well, yeah, I'm not going to say too good of things to John Kerry and Edwards. They're just the leaders of the neocons, which is this gay movement to ruin our country, which is in line with China. And
Wait. Has anything you said there made any sense at all in that last sentence?
Okay.
If it has, it's
a neocons, Enid.
Wait. What is the point you're trying to make, Tobias?
Okay. The neocons are supposedly the neoconservatives, which is Republican. So you vote Democratic because these guys are making off the wall bench judging, and it's not going with what the people want. So it's basically these judges that are trying to legalize gay marriage and stuff, and their party is the Edwards ticket. And the John Kerry and John Edwards ticket. And
you know what, Tobias? I'm never going to follow your synaptic reasoning, so you've got to tell me, what is the point here of the phone call today?
It's not.
Is your television set broken? They're
manipulating us. They want us to vote for them like they're the good party, but they're not doing nothing for the people. Taxing more people.
Wait. And the Bush party is doing. The Bush administration is doing a lot for the people. Tobias.
Enid, how does taxing the rich and giving it to social programs, which is run by corrupt politicians?
Wait a minute. You're taxing the rich. Tobias, I know this is going to be really hard for you, but I want you to kick every bit of logic you have access to into gear. Taxing the rich and pulling from the poor and the middle class to do it is not what America's about. 303-382-1115. It doesn't build a stronger democracy. I mean, at Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Find out more about Fast Tracks, the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttracks.org to get informed. Paid for by Fast Tracks, yes.
There is no safe cigarette. Cigarette smoking is addictive and causes serious diseases, including lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. The only proven way to reduce the health risks of smoking is to quit. At philipmorrisusa.com, you can find this and other information on the serious health effects of smoking. For more, including information on quitting and links to sites that can help smokers quit, visit philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for excerpts from the site.
The Physically Handicapped Amateur Musical Actors League, FAMILY, proudly presents its 15th annual production, the quintessential musical comedy, Guys and Dolls, in the Space Theater at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, July 16th through August 1st. FAMILYs helps people with disabilities to showcase their talents and abilities through live productions. Tickets can be purchased by calling Denver Center Ticketing at 303-893-4100 or online at phamaly.org.
AutoTrader.com has the largest selection of used cars in Denver, and comparison tools make it easy to find the one you really want. AutoTrader.com. Your car is waiting.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
It's Andrew Romanoff. Welcome into the program, sir.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've given money to a Democrat. I need my fever check.
Did it feel good?
I don't know yet. I'm still processing.
You could do it again. You know, we're happy to take your money.
I know you are. If you don't take it, Democrats don't take it for contributions. They'll sure as heck take it when they raise my taxes.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
I'm
carving out a little Lakey exception to the tax laws in Colorado.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Are you tired of the jabber about pop culture and nothing that really affects you? Tune in afternoons to Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
He is more qualified, more prepared in national affairs and national issues than George Bush was when he became president.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see a number of things. One is that we like each other. Two is that we are having a great time on the campaign trail. And three is we're good for each other.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1257 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Marie calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you, Marie.
I have this little thing I promised you a while back about Rush Limbaugh, you know. But I'm going to send it to you, and it's in color. But if I were to email it to you, it wouldn't be in color. And you'd have to put it on thinner paper or go to Kinkles or whatever. It's a cartoon. You can make it to a button. But anyway, I was going through the across the channels and what have you, and across the way at the other, you know, at Walmart.
At the Walmart.
Yeah. The junkie was saying that Tom Ridge is thinking about, you know, postponing the election, and he's mentioned about maybe if they did it, it'd be like for 4 years.
What?
4 years.
You know, we're going to talk about that because this is so trumped up that if people let this happen, first of all, here's the way I think Al-Qaeda works, and I was looking at somebody else's observations about this as well. Whatever they do next is not going to be what they did before. It's going to be something new. It's going to be something more spectacular. It's not going to be what they did with the World Trade Center. That would be my guess. That would be my guess as to how they operate. So you can't look at what they have done. And secondly, to posit that they're going to have a terrorist attack right before the election so that you can be in office for 4 more years. People cannot let this happen. It doesn't matter what happens. We have that election, and that's it.
Well, they're really trumping this, you know, up, and who knows?
Of course, because the approval ratings for Bush are so hideous.
So, and another thing, you've been gone, and the last 2 days, the neocons are making fun of Teresa's accent, and also that she got her degree overseas. And
what's there to make fun of?
Well, you know.
She's
the
got
accent, that she has an accent.
She has an accent?
That she has an accent.
Well, these people, you got to stop listening to these people. These people are too dumb to breathe, Marie. They couldn't, you know what, if they couldn't pedal a bicycle with what laughingly refers to themselves as their brain power. We got to leave it there. We're out of time in this hour. Thank you for the call. I love her description of Rush is that junkie. Oh, he's got a court thing. That 20-minute court deal is going to happen for him this week. It's going to tell the tale for him. We'll see what happens. Divorced from his third wife. On the process of, and also long time divorced from reality. 2 more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation 303-382-1150 on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. President Bush says he was right to go to war in Iraq.
Today, because America has acted, and because America has led, the forces of terror and tyranny have suffered defeat after defeat, and America and the world are safer.
The president spoke at the Oak Ridge Lab in Tennessee. He says last week's Senate report that pointed out serious problems in intelligence gathering will be used to improve the system. Militants holding a Filipino truck driver in Iraq say they've postponed his killing. They're demanding the Philippines government pull its troops out of the country ahead of schedule. Is there no stopping Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings?
Ken? What's Cold Mountain?
That's right.
What is Oh My Darling Clementine?
Correct.
What is Stanford?
Right.
Revell's Bolero?
Ken.
What's the second floor?
Correct.
What's a resume?
You are right.
He's won 28 games in a row. He's now closing in on $1 million in winnings. Jennings is a 30-year-old software engineer and game show addict. He's pretty darn smart, too. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
6, 7, 8, and lift. Lift. Raise your paw. Turn your paws to the left, squeeze it high. Are you feeling the burn? Wag that tail.
Dogs don't have cardio aerobics. That's why they have Iams, with 7 essential nutrients for a strong, healthy heart.
Give yourself a lick on the back.
Nourish every heartbeat, love every bite. Iams, good for life.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 92 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. An 11-year-old girl may have been abducted by a family friend. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Intersection of Evans and Monaco closed to through traffic because of a serious injury accident involving a motorcycle. The accident is actually on Evans a half a mile or so west of Monaco. Detours are Monaco to either Florida or Yale, and then take either Florida or Yale back west to Holly Street to get back onto Evans Avenue. No idea when the roadway will reopen there. Vehicle on fire inside a trash recycling business on 28th Street between the Longmont Diagonal Highway and Foothills Highway. A lot of fire equipment on the scene there. Last check, they had to bring in a front end loader to help with some of the firefighting efforts. Napa Auto Parts has the information. Make sure your car is ready for safe summer driving. driving with NAPA Trust Stop brake pads. Start as low as $7.99. You'll get safe, reliable braking at a competitive price from NAPA. Get the good stuff. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police have checked several leads but still haven't found 11-year-old Dulce Salazar Romero, who went missing about 8:30 last night. Police think she may be with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who was living with Salazar Romero's family. Valenzuela's 5'11", has a shaved head and an earring in his left ear. The pair may be headed to either Kansas or Southern California. Police think they may be in a 1993 Burgundy Mercury Cougar with a temporary Colorado tag and a dent in the driver's side door. Call police if you have any information. This report brought to you by Carfax. Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman is holding a press conference this hour to discuss last night's officer-involved shooting. Police were responding to a domestic disturbance on West 10th Avenue, according to DPD's John White.
While inside the residence, officers were confronted by an individual who pointed a silver-type object in the direction of the officers, prompting one of our officers to fire one round.
The victim died later at the hospital. An autopsy scheduled today for the man who was shot and killed on the Boulder Turnpike Friday. Frank Santos, a father of five, was killed instantly and his car crashed into the ditch next to the highway after he was shot. Police still have no leads on that shooter. In sports, Todd Helton, the only one of the Colorado Rockies, he's on the way to Houston for tomorrow night's All-Star game. Rocks go into the break having won seven of their last nine, but with a 36-51 record so far this season. Don't get stuck buying the lemon that broke down this morning. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee, or visit carfax.com for details. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hey, you're never going to believe this. Capital Access Mortgage just approved Jim and me for a zero-down, interest-only mortgage loan on the purchase price of our new home.
You're kidding. You just filed bankruptcy 2 months ago, and you didn't have to put any money down?
That's right. Capital Access Mortgage dispelled the myth that we'd have to wait 3 years to restart our financial future.
All right, what's the catch? You got to be paying an astronomical interest rate. I mean, what is it, like 12%?
No. Capital Access Mortgage was able to get us an overall blended rate below 7%. I was amazed. Our house payment will be less than we're paying to rent the home we're in now.
Wow. Well, you know, we've never even filed bankruptcy, but the lender our realtor referred us to, he turned us down for a loan. You think that Capital Access Mortgage can help us?
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, Capital Access Mortgage works miracles.
Restart your financial future today. Call 303-691-0691. Capital Access Mortgage, 303-691-0691. An outstanding member of the Better Business Bureau.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Right through Wednesday, our conditions are going to remain hot and dry. We're on the warm side of a front, but it does move through, and by the end of the week, we'll see some thunderstorms with it and a break in the heat by Thursday. A high today of 97, a low tonight of 62, and we're in the mid to upper 90s again tomorrow. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny in 92. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. It's scorching out there, but it's even more sizzling here on AM 1150 KNRC. We're talking politics, talking about a lot of things, and this is my first day back from Italy. Well, actually, I got back late Saturday, but this is my first day back on the show in about a week. And again, I want to thank Billy Thorpe and T.R. Reid for filling in. They both did great jobs, I'm told, and that's no great surprise, because they're both terrifically accomplished. We're talking about politics, and I have a story to tell you about the Walmart across the way. But before I do, let me give you the number, 303-382-1150. If you have never called a radio talk show before, you've never called my show before, I really encourage you to do it. It's a free phone call. You will be heard whether we agree or we don't. You will talk to more people than you probably meet in the whole rest of your life. And you could possibly affect the dialogue. I've often talked about the Walmart across the way, Clear Channel. But Clear Channel is a behemoth that it is not only radio stations, it is concert venues, as you may know, and also billboards. And they have been strong supporters of Dickey. And Dickey, if you don't know, is George W. Dickey Bush. Oh, I have a story to tell you. Guess what? While I was gone, I never thought they'd call me again. Fox News called to have me on the show on their, it's a national show, not Fox 31, but the Fox News Channel, for last weekend, and I couldn't do it because I was still flying that millions of hours from Italy back to Denver. But I got into trouble because I mentioned that I called George W. Dickey, and that because I could then say there were two dicks running the White House. Well, that was the end of that, and they were never going to have me back. So I'm amazed. Somebody must have ditched them or bagged out on them at the last minute. But I was amazed they called. But that's great. And also to let you know, I'm going to be a regular guest on Air America as well. So I'll give you that information as I have it. But in any event, Times Square is important because the Republican convention is going to be held in New York. So there is a group that is going to put up a billboard in Times Square. Well, the billboards in that area apparently are Clear Channel billboards. And they made a deal to rent the billboard. But when Clear Channel got artwork on what the billboard was going to be, they canceled them out. And what it was is, think of a Christmas decoration, like a ball that you put on a Christmas tree, or a grenade, you know, with a thing like a string hanging from it. So like it's a grenade, and like it's going to pop, and the grenade is half stars and half stripes, okay? And then the line is, democracy is best taught by example, not by war. And this is the first ad that Project Billboard was going to put up, and Clear Channel refused it. They would not allow it to happen. So this is a group that has been, Clear Channel has been very Dickey friendly, has been George W. Bush friendly. They've been supporters of George W. Bush. They're not a free speech. You can forget about that. Everybody's complaining about Larry Flint, who's going to be our guest, by the way, live in studio in that gold-plated wheelchair of his, which I have seen in Chicago. It's the Hummer of wheelchairs. He's attended by these beefy bodyguards. He wears more jewelry than you will find at Tiffany. He's going to be with us on Wednesday after his luncheon at the DAC. He's going to be speaking. A lot of people are complaining about that. But, hey, it's the First Amendment, and that's what the press is all about. Okay, in order to get people to turn out and vote, here's what's happening. They're promising them everything. It isn't, you know, turn out and vote. They promise you a bikini wax if you'll vote. Gone are the days when voter registration drives consisted of a quaint sign-up table at a supermarket. Or, you know, lots of times you'll see ironing boards. They use ironing boards. You can sign up on an ironing board. Oh, no. There are singles parties that are being used to get people to sign up to vote. 10 college grads from Colorado, known as Paddle for the Presidency. These 10 college grads are spending the summer canoeing down the entire Mississippi River. It's a nonprofit group. They're making pit stops, hoping to register 10,000 young voters by the time they're done at the end of the summer. The Democrats of Monroe County, New York, teamed up with the High Falls Brewing Company for a free beer tasting and registration drive that got 65 people to register, about three times the number that usually sign up at these local events. That's a great idea. You get so loaded on beer, you don't know what you're doing, so you sign up to vote. A San Francisco comic book shop got 107 new voters at a book party and registration drive it held for the debut of Ex Machina, a political comic by California writer Brian Vaughn. Patrons at strip clubs in 18 states are being solicited for their vote. The director of the Association of Club Executives, which is an industry group, has enlisted the clubs in a national effort to register voters with voter appreciation parties at some of the strip clubs this fall, and they're also offering things like a bikini wax. So you get something free to drink, or you get some kind of a bikini wax, or you get to paddle up the Mississippi River, or you get to go to a strip club, and all if you will register to vote. I think it's great. Whatever works. Women are being urged to get a political life. Do women not have a political life? There are 38.3 million women who could have voted in the 2000 presidential election. What would have happened if they had voted? Would there be more female leaders? Will we not have Dickey in office? What's the story? Well, women, I know of one group in Denver where they're trying to educate women on the issues. And so there's been a big push to get women to register. And, you know, it's one thing to register, but once you're registered, can we get you to the polls? Now, what's part two of getting you to the polls? Give you a beer? Give you a pizza if you go to the polls? I mean, what would it take? Put your thinking caps on. What would it take you getting you to the poll if you were sort of reluctant to go? A ride? Historically, political workers provide rides to the polls if people don't have transportation. You'd be wise to do absentee balloting. That would be a really good thing to do, and, you know, at least you have a paper trail. It's not foolproof, but I think it helps. Okay. I have said for a really long time, right before the election, the two dicks, or there's either going to be some kind of a terrorist meltdown that they're going to concoct. And by the way, here I am leaving to go to Italy on the 4th of July weekend, really, because I left on Friday. 4th of July was that Sunday. And you're hearing all this talk about, oh, there's going to be a terrorist incident. They did not raise the alert level. But all they do is they cry wolf all the time, so that there's going to come a time when no one's going to pay attention, and then that's exactly when bad things could happen. The Bush administration has an idea that there might be a terrorist event around Election Day, and so they are trying to plan now on how to postpone the election. Now, look, this is along the lines of, if you had a brother, would he like cheese? In other words, it's a complete hypothetical. What is it they know about some terrorist event that might happen at the election? Do they know anything specific? If they know anything specific, have they shared any of that specific information with us? I doubt that they do know anything specific. But I think they're trying to manipulate us with fear, and I think they're trying to save their own jobs. And didn't they make us safer? Weren't we safer for having gone into Iraq? Aren't we safer, and this isn't supposed to happen? And isn't it amazing that this would happen right around the election time? Aren't you just amazed at that possibility? So this is what they're talking about, and now they're trying to get elections postponed. In the history of this country, elections have never been postponed, nor should they be postponed now. I don't care what happens. Even in the wake of 9/11, and that was a horrible tragedy, but it involved about 3,000 people, give or take. That's not the whole of the country. You can still have an election. 303-382-1150. What if this happens right as well? We can't have an election. Oh, wow. They're going to bring in Osama bin Laden. I've been getting emails from some of you where there's pressure now on the Pakistanis to go find him and everybody else who can be helpful. And they have a time limit. They want him before the election. They're going to bring him in just like they brought in Saddam Hussein. 303-382-1150. Would you be okay with postponing the election? Why do they want to postpone this election? U.S. officials have discussed the idea of postponing Election Day in the event of a terrorist attack on or about that day. This is from the Department of Homeland Insecurity. Oh, really? Do you believe this for one second? I don't. I think it's complete BS. That's what I think. This is a last-ditch way. This is how worried they are, that they would do anything to keep their jobs. And I wouldn't be surprised, but they wouldn't foment a bit of a meltdown, a terrorist meltdown, in order to say, oh, see, we have to postpone the election for another 4 years. A Senate committee issued a damning report on the intelligence used by the Bush administration to justify war with Iraq, saying that a flawed process is built upon unproven findings that were then presented to policymakers with unwarranted confidence. They're now going to blame the administration. They're going to blame, CIA, the intelligence agencies, for what the administration has done, which was to utterly politicize what little they did have as a quite, as it turns out, bogus justification for going into Iraq. And there is a story. The Iraqis are no better off now. In fact, they're rather worse off than they were before we went in, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. There was a report in Capitol Hill Blue that some of you say that's not the most reliable website, but I haven't heard that it isn't, talking about Dickey in sort of a meltdown. And apparently, you know, where he was dressing down some of his aides in public. In other words, he's really stressed out and he's doing some bad things. You had Big Dick Cheney drop the F-bomb on Senator Leahy, right? Well, Cheney is giving a campaign speech and people, you know, interrupt him at various points, and they applaud him, and so now he's got to say the same lines twice and get going again. And he barked at him Here they are applauding him, and he barks at him saying, well, you want to hear this speech or not you? So, you know, he might be toast. We don't know. And Bush is asked about Kenley in a press conference, and I wasn't here because I was in Italy. I didn't see a newspaper for the whole week I was gone. I had no idea what was going on in this country until I came back. But Dickey is asked about Kenley because now the indictments have come down for Kenley, and he stalks out. They try to corner him. He can't answer the question, and he stalks out. So I think these people are coming a little bit unglued. What do you think? 303-382-1150, Logan, Broomfield. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you talking with me?
I am, Logan. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I needed to mention that the possible delay of the election, which I disagree with completely, was not from the Bush administration. It was a suggestion from a member in Congress.
Yeah, who?
I don't have the name, but
It wouldn't be a Republican member in Congress that they're using to float the idea, would it? By any chance?
I don't believe it was a Republican.
I bet it was a Republican.
Well, you could be right, but
yeah,
you know
I think
what?
I probably
it came
it came from Tom Ridge, as a matter of fact. It came from somewhere in the my information has it coming from the Homeland Security Department. And guess what? That's Republicans. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Evelyn, calling from Denver. Welcome. First time caller. Hi, Evelyn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enid, I need some money. I'll soon be 78. And I always vote. I was wondering why we couldn't give everyone a nice lottery ticket that votes and have just a special drawing for the voters.
Oh, what a great.
And whoever wins, I don't care if it's $10, but I'd like to see about $500,000 or $1 million.
That is really a fabulous idea, that everybody who votes gets a lottery ticket and we have a special lottery and someone may win?
Yeah, for voters.
And if the Kerry administration comes in, we'll all win.
Yes, especially, you know, I've been a little miffed ever since they, on our house taxes at my age. If you were 70 or older, it might be a little more than that, you would get 50%. Decrease or taken off your house tax. This is sort of a tip. You had to be in your house 10 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because of the Iraq war and goodness knows what else has been done, that's been canceled. So now you pay full price, which I suppose people think we all should. But, gee, that was just a nice little help for older people.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I wasn't aware of that. Is that something here just in Denver?
No. Excuse me. I live in Denver, and I'm not going to speak for every place on that, but that happened. I thought it was wonderful. I think I had it maybe once or twice, and then it was taken away because, well, you know the condition that finances
are
in.
Yeah, Colorado strap. You know what, Evelyn, I love your idea for everybody who votes gets a lotto ticket. There's a special lottery for people who vote, and you might have a chance to win not only some good a good political group in power, but also a couple of bucks. So we have to bribe you to do it, but I'm willing to go for it.
Oh, hey, lottery is big, and I could use that money.
Well, I think we all could. Thank you very much. It's an excellent suggestion. Thank you for calling. 303-382-1150. What do you think of that idea? I think it's a great idea. I wonder if it's possible to implement it. Roz, calling from Denver, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Roz.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you know I'm a moderate Republican, but I listen to your show every day, and I really enjoy your comments and your input because I think, given my political views, it's always good to hear the other side. I do want to say that I think as far as postponing the election goes, obviously, they would only do it if something happened. And I feel, to a degree, the Democrats, damned if they do, damned if they don't, in the sense that, you know, the whole 9/11 commission, he's in trouble for 9/11, but yet if he does something, it's somehow politically motivated. How do you feel about that?
Well, let me just ask you a question. Why are they even bringing it up right now? Why are they even saying, well, there could be a meltdown, a terrorist attack on election day, and we'll have to... Why do they even bring it up? You know... All of us in this universe are renters. Nobody is here permanently. I hate to say it, although
right.
in California, you'd never die unless you smoke or eat red meat. People say, oh, so-and-so died. Oh, did he smoke? Did he eat red meat? Otherwise, you don't
right.
die. All right. So so why even bring it up as an issue? Why use it as to manipulate people? Why even do it? There are so many possible outcomes, some of them actually positive. Why bring up that one? What are they trying to do with it?
If they had specific information, which I understand your point, why don't they release it?
Yeah, if they have any kind of, they don't. They've been saying now on a day when there was really bad news for them, John Ashcroft and Robert Mueller started posturing about there's going to be a terrorist attack sometime during the summer, maybe in the fall. We don't know. We don't know what year, when.
Right.
And Tom Ridge said that there was nothing going on. So.
But then if something did happen, then the public would say, well, how come we didn't know about it? And the sad point is that, unfortunately, we're never going to know until it happens.
Do you think that we should postpone the election for any reason short of that the country completely dissolves?
No, I agree. I agree that the election shouldn't be postponed. But I don't think that you know until this big catastrophic event happens. So, no, I don't think it should be postponed, but I think that it's being blown out of proportion like they're trying to rig the election at the moment, and I don't think that that's the case.
Raz, let me ask you, what are you going to do as a moderate Republican? What are you going to do for the presidential election?
Well,
are you going
to
go for Bush again?
I'm not excited about either side, to be honest with you. I'm not that happy with George Bush, and I'm not that impressed with John Kerry. I'm not for him or against him, so I'm sort of in a pickle here.
What do you think is going to happen when you walk, if you were, just put your thinking cap on, because things can change between now and then.
Sure.
We don't know what's going to happen. But if you were walking into the voting booth, you don't have to tell anybody what you're going to do. What do you think you might do?
I think that I probably would vote for Bush again, only because I feel that he's had more experience up to this point. If there was another, unfortunately, there can't be another Republican incumbent, but if there were, I'd be more inclined to listen to them.
I
would vote for John McCain if he were on the ballot.
Are you happy with Bush's stance on abortion? Are you happy with the way things have gone in Iraq?
But I do agree with his stance on abortion. That's just my own personal view. But I don't believe that it should be for everybody, but I would never vote on the issue of abortion.
What about Iraq? What do you think about Iraq?
I think that it was just a necessary evil that we had to do. And even last night on the interview, with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, John Kerry maybe still would have voted. I mean, he voted for everybody to go.
He did, but I really disagree with him. I was against it then. I remain even more against it now. And there are stories that are being reported that Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever. It's gotten,
mm-hmm.
it's had a chance to regroup because we took our eye off of that ball. So on that one, we disagree. But Roz, I'm delighted that you called, and I hope you'll call us again. Thank you.
And I will continue to listen to your show because I think it's important to get your view as well.
Thanks, Roz. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. We have full board here. But there is a line open, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
An OnStar Conversation, February 6th, 2004.
On Star Center, this is Ola. How may I help you?
Yes, my vehicle's been stolen.
And what type of vehicle is it?
An 01 Tahoe.
Have you filed a stolen vehicle report with the police?
I just got off with the sheriff's department, yes.
So I've already begun the process of trying to locate your vehicle.
Okay, great.
We'll do everything we can for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar.
This is Ola with OnStar. I have some good news.
Really?
Your vehicle's been recovered.
Praise the Lord! Okay, so now what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to call the sheriff?
Yes, you can just contact the sheriff's department and they'll tell you how you can get your vehicle back.
Good deal. Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else we can assist you with?
No, I just love you guys. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. OnStar. Always there, always ready.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS and H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Tyler Madison, CNBC Business Radio. Markets mixed at this hour. The Dow has just recently turned positive now by about 21, almost 22 points. But NASDAQ stays in the red, down 11. Analysts blame Merrill Lynch's downgrade of the chip business for today's weakness in technology stocks. Morgan Stanley has agreed to pay $54 million to settle sex bias charges brought by the EEOC. The Wall Street powerhouse will avoid a public showdown over claims it denied hundreds of women raises and promotions while ignoring lewd male behavior. Hoping to boost sales, the makers of Cialis are launching a new program. If a man is not satisfied with the sex-enhancing drug, the pills will be replaced free with rival brands, Viagra or Levitra. Microsoft will release a major update on the Windows XP computer operating system in August. It'll boost protection against hackers. Sony plans to unveil its next-generation PlayStation video game console before the next March, just in time for a major convention in Los Angeles. Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
Okay, here you go. The perfect house. So you ready to put in a bid?
A what?
It's a pretty tight market, and I'd really hate to see you lose out.
It's the first house you've shown us.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Now working with the Century 21 agent. Century 21 agents pledge to keep showing you properties until you're satisfied. Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge to help reduce the stress of buying real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Spa. I like that word. I wonder if that's why they call it that, because it has in it. Ginger and passion fruit on my... Where was I?
There's a time to let your mind go wherever it wants. It's called free time. And in the soothing spaces of Hyatt, it's well worth collecting. With Gold Passport's faster free nights, earn a free night at Hyatt Worldwide after every two stays when you pay with MasterCard through September 30th. For details, visit goldpassport.com.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards is his vice presidential, candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods Southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, it's Jimmy Lakey inviting you to join me 6 to 10 on Tuesday morning for my radio show right here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be joined by Al Regnery, publisher of American Spectator magazine. Also, Carl Limbacher from Newsmax.com will be with us as well. It's everything you need to know, news, information, commentary, and, of course, your phone calls Tuesday morning 6 to 10 with me, Jimmy Lakey, on AM 1150 KNRC. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg appeared agitated when he was asked about the Homeland Security Department's consideration of delaying Election Day.
Not up to the Homeland Security office. The election dates are set by Congress. I think we shouldn't cave into terrorists.
Bloomberg says the country should stick together.
I do not anticipate terrorist activity. I think if we... We have to continue to do everything we can to prevent.
Bloomberg insists with a little bit of luck and cooperation from the public, everything will be fine this summer.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And this is just manipulation of the public. This is just using fear to manipulate us. I want to ask you a question. We're talking about suspending the elections. Here you have two wives of candidates. You have Elizabeth Edwards and you have Teresa Hines, and they're both older than their husbands. Elizabeth Edwards is 55 and John Edwards is 51. Teresa Hines Carey is about 65, 66, and her husband is roughly 61, I think. Does that mean anything at all? I mean, is there anything to be seen in this? What does this mean, if anything? 303-382-1150. The lines are completely full. They will open up. Let's go to the phones. Roger in Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid. Somebody who was asking who was the guy who came up with this wonderful, bright idea of postponing the elections, possibly.
It came out of the Department of Homeland Security. And so
no,
far
it
as I'm
didn't.
Aware. Where?
It actually came out of a guy by the name of DeForest Soares, Jr., who's chairman of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This guy was appointed by President Bush. He was a former New Jersey Secretary of State, and he's also the senior pastor for a 7,000-member First Baptist Church in New Jersey.
Mm.
Now, let me see here. Didn't the Bush administration just kind of get caught going to all the churches and asking for their membership list?
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, here we go. American Taliban, they're hard at work trying to make sure this guy doesn't get thrown out of office.
Well, let me just add to that.
Hold on for one more second.
Yeah.
What this guy is looking for is for Congress to give him and his commission, not Congress, which has, according to the Constitution, sets all these dates and everything, but him and his commission the right to decide whether or not to postpone elections.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Never in a million years.
And this commission was
never appointed
all by President Bush. I mean, I can just see it right now. Poll numbers don't look good. Mm. We got to postpone.
No, we concoct a phony up some kind of a fake-o-matic terrorist something or other, and, oh, we have to postpone the election indefinitely.
Yep.
Roger, I thank you for the call. That leaves one line open. Somebody grab it, 303-382-1150. If you've never called me, think about doing it. It's free. You'll talk to a lot of people. You'll be heard by a lot of people. Here's the story. The conservative base wants to focus on, here we are, we're facing monumental problems. We're facing economic issues. We're facing a war in Iraq that's just getting worse and worse by the day. We are facing the possibility of terrorism. We're facing lots of different things. What does this group, the conservative base, want to focus on? Banning gay marriage, of course. Why? Of course, why not? Oh, well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So that's what they are pressing really hard to do. And some of the most conservative feel that they're not going to have a hearing at the election or at the convention, at the Republican convention. And Eric emails me. He says, you can argue. He says about Kerry, he says he did not vote in favor of war. He voted to give the power to the president to pursue a strategy that included first going to the UN, and there is a difference. Okay, I stand corrected on that, Eric. 303-382-1150. Ron on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, welcome back from Bella Italia.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed the food and the Pinot Grigio.
It was a Chianti Classico, and I enjoyed way too much of it.
Hey, I'm glad you're back in one piece.
Thank you.
I hope you go back again and enjoy it.
I hope so, too.
Hey, on this thing about it, just postponing the election,
yeah.
I think it would have the same effect on us like it had in Germany during 1933 when Hitler burned the Reichstag.
Okay.
A lot of people will go along with it and say, hey, he's my president, he knows best, and if he tells us to jump off a cliff, we'll jump off a cliff.
Well,
there's enough dumb lemmings in this country. I think some of the masses are asses as far as conservatives go, and they'll do anything he says.
Ron, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Yikes, calling from Baltimore. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. It's Yikes McGee, protest singer, and I'm busy here in Baltimore. This whole idea of postponing or suspending elections is pretty horrifying, isn't it?
Yep.
So I don't know exactly what to do, but I did call. My understanding is that it still does fall under the purview of the states. They'd like to change that and make it federal, maybe, but at this point it's still the states.
Well, I think it's Congress is what Mike Bloomberg was quoted as saying. Mayor
yeah,
Bloomberg.
But you know, I remember during all the Florida debacle that, and I, you know, I haven't had time to research it, but my impression was that every state it sets up the rules for their elections. And in fact, New York on September 11th had to postpone some elections. They had a special election, or mayoral election, I think. But anyway, I'm not real sure about that. But I did notify, and I would suggest people do this anyway. I notified my state delegate today from the Maryland General Assembly and said, at this point, maybe we have to rush through some legislation that ensures that Marylanders will vote on Election Day, no matter what manipulations the Bush people come up with.
I'm not really getting your point. Tell me what your point is, because we have tons of people on.
Just to try to, the states can overrule this, I think, if the state representatives push through legislation that says, for example, Maryland is voting on November 2nd. And we intend to do that.
Yeah, but it's not clear that it's
independent.
I mean, my understanding is that this is something that Congress mandates.
I don't think that's correct.
All right, we'll find.
I'll tell you what, I'll look into that and maybe email you tomorrow.
Okay, Yaxi, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. You can join the conversation. 303-382-1150. What we're talking about here is the possibility the Homeland Security Department is positive. Or this guy who is appointed to a commission, if one of our listeners is correct, positing the possibility of a terrorist attack right on Election Day. Can you imagine that? And they might have to postpone. What if they have to postpone the election? What if there isn't a terrorist attack? Why even think about the worst thing that could possibly happen? What would that be about? Why don't you think, instead of you're thinking about the worst thing that's going to happen, why don't you think about fortifying our defenses? Why don't you think about protecting our ports? Why don't you think about scrutinizing the contents of stuff that comes in via shipping? Why don't you think about that? Why think about just the election? You know, does this make any sense to anybody? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 1:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny, 93 degrees. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 11-year-old girl. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Big problems on northbound I-25 as you come in toward Denver. We've got a rollover action northbound on I-25 before the Greenland Road exit. Sounds like a tractor trailer and an SUV are involved. Everything is off the freeway. But there is an awful lot of emergency equipment in the right lane of northbound I-25 right there at the Greenland Road exit. So traffic is jammed back about a mile and a half, according to a mobile unit. The other big problem here in town is the intersection of Monaco and Evans. It's still closed to through traffic because of a serious motorcycle accident. Detours are in place. No idea when the road will reopen. ATA has the information. Super sales. Fares as low as $69 off-peak each way based on a round trip, 14-day advance purchase. ATA Super Sales end July 22nd. Buy now at ATA.com. That's ATA.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
11-year-old Dulce Salazar Romero has been missing since about 8:30 last night. Police think she may be with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who had been living with the girl's family. Police think the pair may be in a 1993 Burgundy Mercury Cougar, could be headed to either Kansas or Southern California. The girl was wearing a blue skirt and a white shirt. Valenzuela is 5'11", has a shaved head and a ring in his left ear. Call police if you have any information. This report brought to you by Fast Tracks. Yes, details are limited, but Denver police are looking for another missing child this afternoon. A car with a six-month-old girl inside was apparently stolen at 4630 Washington Street just after 1 o'clock. Police can only confirm that the car is still missing and a search is underway. More information as it becomes available. Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman held a press conference this afternoon to discuss last night's officer-involved shooting. Police have responded to a call of a domestic dispute last night. The shooting victim was the 63-year-old uncle of the woman who was being assaulted by another man. Whitman says the woman's uncle was unarmed. We'll have more details in our 2 o'clock report. Today's report is a reminder to find out more about Fast Tracks, the proposed new mass transit network for the metro area. Log on to fasttracks.org, paid for by Fast Tracks. Yes. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC news time is 1:41.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, KNRCradio.com. KNRCradio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine, and I was really scared.
skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Ultralipoline at 800-851-8966. It's guaranteed. Call 800-851-8966. Lose two dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 800-851-8966. Call now, 800-851-8966.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly sunny skies through the afternoon. Partly cloudy this evening. Maybe some thunderstorms. Clearing up after midnight. Low 60s for tonight's temperature. We'll start off tomorrow mostly sunny. Then some clouds later in the day. Maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Mid-90s for tomorrow's high. Mostly sunny and 93. KNRC News Time is 142. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
January brokerage statement.
Sounds like he needs a fresh start at Charles Schwab. For only $95, we'll help you rebalance your portfolio and include all recommended equity trades. That's less than the cost of a single equity trade at many traditional brokerage firms. For more information, call 1-888-8-SCHWAB by February 28, 2003. $25,000 in new assets to qualify. Commissions waived for recommended equity trades in Schwab accounts. Charles Schwab & Company Incorporated, member SIPC, NYSE, all rights reserved.
We know you're busy running your lives. That's why we'll keep up with what the government is trying to do to you.
What's going on here?
Denver's new generation of talk radio. AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Keith Lynn of Manhattan calls the possibility of delaying November's election ridiculous.
What I'm feeling is outrage because it's obviously a ploy to keep power in the wrong people's hands. September 11th is over. Yes, it was something that was tragic, but that's not an excuse to hold the whole country captive.
His friend Manny agrees completely.
Definitely a bad idea because it's delaying a chance for somebody else to actually come in and see if they could do something better for our country.
But indeed, the Department of Homeland Security is now considering this idea.
It looks too suspiciously as though the administration would like to call off the election because it's not going well. That may not be their motive, but that's certainly what it's going to look like to a lot of Democrats.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Amen to that. That's what I think it looks like. It's not going well for the administration, and they want to stay in power, and they'll do whatever it takes. And even using fear, as they have been doing, to manipulate people and talk about how they can postpone the election and so that it's never held. 303-382-1150. They're so concerned about terrorism. Why don't they fortify our ports? Why don't they inspect what comes in through our ports? Very little of what comes in is actually inspected. Cargoes are very little inspected. Why don't they start protecting nuclear facilities, water supplies, and so on? Why don't they do that? Power lines. Instead of positing what will happen in a nuclear event and, oh, we need to postpone the elections. Don't you find this suspect? I do. 303-32-1150. Josie calling from Arvada. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Josie.
I love your show. I've just been listening for a couple of months. Just a couple of points I wanted to make. One is, even though Tom Ridge came on and talked about credible evidence of a possible terrorist attack, he didn't raise the alert up to orange, which costs millions for city and state. That's kind of suspect right there.
Right.
And if they're so worried about something happening on election day, why don't they just pull an Iraq transfer and have it early, like day after tomorrow?
When the approval ratings aren't very good?
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. What do you think about one of our listeners called in? Everybody who votes gets a lotto ticket. There's a special lottery.
I think that's a wonderful idea because people will make a trip down to the convenience store to get a lottery ticket, but they find it too much trouble to vote. I think it's wonderful.
I think it is, too, even though it smacks of bribery. I'm in favor of it. I thank you.
Well, if anything that works, because I'm registered and I'm bothering everybody I know to register and vote.
It's important that you do that. I'm really delighted to hear it, Josie, because Colorado's a swing state, and there was a prominent political scientist who said that if Kerry could win Colorado, and I don't know what kind of an organization he's got here. He's only got one guy who's 26 years old, a communications person, so I don't know. That's not a perky prospect. But if he can take Colorado, he has a very good chance of taking the election.
Exactly. It's never been more important than this election.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling, Josie. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Guess what? Don't be too surprised. Military records that could help establish George W. Bush's whereabouts during his disputed service in the Texas Air National Guard more than 30 years ago have been, oh, we're so surprised, inadvertently destroyed, according to the Pentagon. No. Is that true? These records that could have established whether he actually showed up or not? No. And then, you know what? He was asked, Dickey was asked, how come he went into the Air National Guard? He said, well, very few people wanted to take a year and a half to learn how to fly a plane. It took him a year and a half to learn how to fly a plane, and then he was done. He never showed up for the other several years of his commitment, other couple of years of his commitment. What was that all about? Was he too drugged out in order, you know, to do it? What's the story here? 303-382-1150. Are you surprised that these records somehow were just inadvertently destroyed? I'm so surprised. I never thought that that would happen. Did you? And here we are. The F word. When Cheney dropped that F bomb on Senator Patrick Leahy, he said, go F yourself. Well, an entrepreneur decided that that would make a great T-shirt, even though it is more or less anatomically impossible. So he has got all these T-shirts and little doggy shirts, too, for your dog, in case your dog is able to accomplish the anatomically impossible. But, you know, here's the story. In Los Angeles, you are not allowed to refer to your dog as a pet. You have to call your dog a domestic companion. Never mind that English is not your dog's primary language, and he doesn't know, or she does not know, if you're calling it a pet or a domestic companion. Well, what can I say about Los Angeles? But here's what California is doing, and I think it's a great idea, and God bless California. The whole issue of stem cell research is going to be on the ballot in California. It's a $3 billion initiative. It would declare the right to perform the controversial research. This is something that Nancy Reagan has been very strongly in favor of, and that the Bush administration, always willing to sacrifice science for its political and ideological objectives, has not been interested in it. You know, the Bush administration likes creationism. They like all this stuff that you don't have to have an IQ to believe in. This they really love. You have to have faith. Their faith-based science is what they're about. 303-382-1150. Alex calling from Parker, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, and that is assuming that you, as a leftist, have any intellectual integrity.
Alex, are you a graduate of the Emily Post School of Diplomacy and Etiquette?
No, I'm a straight-talking guy, and I'm getting a little sick and tired of people like you who play themselves to be highbrow intellectuals and have nothing behind it. Now that we have that out of the way, let's go on. What would you say if, God forbid, a disaster like 9/11 happens on or right before Election Day, and the government did not have any contingency plans in place? You would be screaming your head off that somebody should have warned the population, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, let me answer the question. Excuse me. Let me answer the question that you have just posed. What would I say if there were some kind of a terrorist meltdown around election time? I would ask this government why they didn't do a better job of protecting us. Why didn't they protect the ports? Why didn't they inspect the containers? Why didn't they protect the water supply? All the things. We are no better prepared now than we were pre-9/11. Why didn't they take to heart some of the Gary Hart, Warren Rudman recommendations instead of only thinking about the election? Why didn't they try to protect us? That's what I would say, Alex.
No, you are talking about IQ earlier. If you believe that there's such a thing as 100% watertight protection against.
They're not even doing. You know what, Alex? They're not even doing 2%. It's not, there's no such thing as 100%. But they're not only doing. They're not even doing 2%. And here's the story. If all they care about is the election, then that shows you how corrupt they are. 303-382-1150. Talk about lack of intellectual integrity. Talk about lack of brain power right there. 303-382-1150. We're talking about an administration that would rather focus on on the consequence of a terrorist event that would be, you know, I'll need to get a new dress for that occasion. You know, we'll have to have a new election. We'll have to postpone that election if there's a terrorist event. Well, why don't they do something about keeping a terrorist event from happening? It has been reported that we are no better prepared now than we were pre-9/11. We haven't taken anything to heart. The recommendations that Warren Rubman and this distinguished bipartisan committee, Gary Hart, Warren Rubman, that predicted 9/11, the administration has done almost none of it. Very little of the of what comes into this country is screened. You could easily it's almost impossible actually to control the high seas in this regard, but you could conceive of a situation, and you don't have to be a science fiction writer to do it, where they could rig up these large, you know, boats with something, and that they could go off and take, you know, half of San Francisco with them, or all of San Francisco, turning Arizona into beachfront property. 303-382-1150. So why talk about, well, if there is a terrorist event, we'll have to postpone the election? Don't you think that that just reeks? Don't you think that that just stinks? It doesn't even pass the smell test. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush, rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Considering a used car? Carfax Vehicle History Report discoveries could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax Vehicle History Report, now with the buyback guarantee, or visit carfax.com for details.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only
a test. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS now, and a debt counselor will help consolidate your bills into one affordable monthly payment. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS or go to mybills.org.
Here is our competitors sucking local dollars right to San Antonio or Atlanta. That's why when you listen to them, there is clutter, interrupted by occasional programming. Not here.
Not here.
Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away. Locally owned AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter.
More talk, less clutter.
AM 1150 KNRC. Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
They have it on all the time.
KNRC.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. Emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
She's the Rush Alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. Adam in Centennial, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I was going into Enid withdrawals, but I'm okay now. I'm okay now when I heard your voice. The thing I wanted to point out, haven't the terrorists won if Bush gets to the point where he could actually thwart democracy by canceling or postponing
Absolutely.
Or whatever term he wants to use?
The minute that they started to impose all these rigors on us, the Patriot Act, and, mm-hmm. and disposing of our civil liberties, disappearing our civil liberties, that is the moment that the terrorists won.
Absolutely. And I have another suggestion. If they postpone the election, maybe that would give the Intelligence Committee in the Senate time to get their report out, and then we'd all know exactly what a crook Bush and Cheney and the rest of them are.
I think we
and
already
we could all vote accordingly.
Well, I like that idea, but I think we already know what a crook they are. Thank you.
Well, I think a lot of that last caller, though, I mean, he hit it right on the head a few minutes ago when he said that people will just go along with this, and they will say, oh, well, I like him, so we might as well just, you know, postpone the election, because I think that man hit it right on the head. There are enough stupid people in this world who think that Bush is just the cat's meow and would go along with this. Scary.
It is scary. Adam, thank you for the call. I just got this email from Phyllis in Belgium. You know, we're talking about to get people to vote, give them a lottery ticket. She says, in Belgium, they charge you money if you don't vote. She says, I'm not sure if you pay a higher tax rate, but it costs you money not to vote. Oh, I like that. That's really good. That's good. If you don't vote, it's going to cost you some dough. Rudy, calling from Colorado Springs, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi.
Hi, Rudy.
I just wanted to comment. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think they're just using this to thwart the elections. I mean, they could pick any other day to do this, but they decided to do it during Election Day. And with that, you know, it's just, you kind of feel like your rights are getting taken away, or they're trying to disrupt the, you know, the system, and it's just not right.
No, I agree. It's not right, and if they're so worried about terrorism, why don't they do more to protect us? Why don't they fund, for example, the Citizen Corps? It's a volunteer-based organization. It was created 2 years ago. It was supposed to tap local officials to hold readiness seminars, train residents in things like CPR, firefighting, search and rescue. It is underfunded. They're starving it. So if they really cared about terrorism, they might start there.
Yeah, they're sitting here trying to uphold integrity and using all these sorts to make people think that, yeah, this is true and legit, but it's not.
It's not.
It's wrong.
You're absolutely right, Rudy. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Did anybody see Kerry and Edwards together on 60 Minutes? I don't know. I thought Kerry could have done better. I'm going to vote for him. But I think Edwards adds a lot of magic, but his magic sort of overshadows Kerry's. Do you think so? Also, think about Dave Thomas for Congress. I think he's running against Bob Beaupre. Does that sound right? If that's true, he's a better candidate. 303-382-1150. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. It's a free phone call. You will be heard. You're going to talk to more people than you're going to meet in the whole rest of your life. Consider calling as we go into the poll results. Oh, my.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. John Kerry disputes it, but President Bush claims America is safer now than it was when he took office. Mr. Bush says he'll take action again if America is threatened. He also promises to revamp U.S. intelligence gathering.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has identified some shortcomings in our intelligence capabilities. The committee's report will help us in the work of reform.
Mr. Bush spoke at the Oak Ridge Lab in Tennessee, where he welcomed Libya's decision to give up its nuclear program. A close call, politically speaking, for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament, but only by 6 votes. Wanted a physically fit accordion player. The Air Force's Strolling Strings band is looking for someone willing to go through 6 weeks of boot camp. The group says it's having trouble finding the right person. A spokeswoman says not enough accordion players are joining the military. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Did you know that stop-and-go traffic can wear down your brake pads and increase the distance it takes for your car to stop? At Napa Auto Parts, we want to help you get your car ready for safe summer driving with a great deal on Napa TruStop brake pads. With an everyday price as low as $7.99, you can make sure your car is a lot safer without spending a lot of money. So stop by Napa and pick up some TruStop brake pads today.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 94 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Police are searching for an 11-year-old who may have been abducted by a family friend. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25, about 3 miles or so north of the Greenland Road exit. We have a rollover accident involving a couple of other vehicles as well. Most of the activity is off on the right-hand side of the highway. The emergency equipment was blocking the right lane, and traffic was jammed back to the Greenland Road exit at last check. That was about a 2 or 3 mile traffic jam in there. Here in town, the intersection of Monaco and Evans still closed because of a serious motorcycle accident. No idea when that's going to reopen. And Denver police working on what sounds like a fairly serious injury accident involving a pedestrian at 56th and Quebec. Someone is actually pinned between two vehicles there. This report is the service of Carfax. Remember that accident on I-25 this afternoon? Well, don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with a buyback guarantee or visit Carfax.com for details. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
An Amber Alert remains in effect for 11-year-old Dulce Salazar Romero, who was abducted about 8:30 last night. The girl may be with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who had been boarding with the girl's family. The pair may be in a 1993 Burgundy Mercury Cougar with a temporary Colorado tag and a dent in the driver's side door. Police think the pair may be headed for either Kansas or Southern California. This report brought to you by Subway. Denver police last night fatally shot a man. This afternoon, DPD Chief Jerry Whitman told reporters the man they shot was not the man they were looking for.
No weapon was recovered from the party who was shot, and it has now been determined that the party who was shot was not armed at the time of the shooting.
Police had responded to a domestic disturbance call, and apparently the man had a soda can in his hand and was shot by police. As for the shooting, Denver DA Bill Ritter says the investigation could take weeks or months. Denver police have reportedly recovered a truck with a 10-month-old girl inside. The vehicle had been stolen on Washington Street just after 1 this afternoon. The girl is apparently safe. The vehicle was found about a mile away. Fire crews on the scene of a 4-acre grass fire in the Gray Rock area of Pooter Canyon, west of Fort Collins. A Larimer County official said the fire is on Forest Service land. No word on what caused that blaze. In sports, the Colorado Rockies go into the All-Star break, having won 7 of their last 9 games. Todd Helton is the only one of the Rocks headed to Houston for tomorrow evening's Midsummer Classic. Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get 3 of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, 3 footlong subs, only $11.99 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News time is 2:05.
It's important to me.
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. but Belcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It'll be a hot one, and that heat will not be breaking until we get a little closer to the end of the work week and a cold front moves through. So after we top out about 97 for the high today, a little pop-up shower or thunderstorm possible tonight with a low of 62, and we'll be in the mid to upper 90s tomorrow. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly sunny and 94 now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live, and I'm delighted to be back from Italy. The wedding was fabulous. If you're just tuning in, it was an amazing, amazing event. The food is terrific in Italy. I did not have one bad meal. There were some overpriced ones, but and the gelato, oh, don't get me started. But if somebody else orders it and you don't order it, it has no calories to speak of. We're talking a lot about politics, and we're talking about what happens if Cheney becomes the liability we all think he is, and is Dickey making overtures to John McCain? What happens if it's a Dickey-John McCain ticket? What about Edwards, the two Johns, Edwards and Kerry? Did you see the 60 Minutes interview? We've also been talking about the administration wanting to focus on a terrorist meltdown, and so they might have to postpone the election. Why don't they focus on keeping a meltdown from happening? Why don't they focus on funding groups that would help us? Why don't they focus on more port patrol? Why don't they focus on protecting water supply, nuclear resources, and so on? Why are they focusing on using fear to manipulate us? And new information from Newsweek magazine, a new poll is out, which I will share with you in a moment. The other piece of news that I have to share with you, in a time when we have so many things facing us, so many difficult issues, what is the Republican Party going to focus on in order to satisfy the base? Well, I mentioned it earlier. 2 weeks before the Democratic convention and under pressure from conservatives, Dickey is escalating his support for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, moving the issue to the forefront of the campaign and underscoring what his aides said was a critical difference between the president and John Kerry. How dumb do you have to be to push for this? This is so stupid, and it's absolutely, utterly irrelevant, and you got a pinhead like Dickey pushing for it because they want to satisfy the base. In satisfying conservative base, what does it do to moderate Republicans? Those of you who are moderate, I really would like to hear from you. If you're a moderate Republican and you can pull yourself away from that junkie across the way, 303-382-1150, what are your thoughts about focusing on gay marriage? We have so many important issues. Why handle something that is absolutely none of the state's business, really? It's absolutely irrelevant. I don't, if people love each other, let them get married. I don't care. I think it helps to stabilize the country when you have more people embarking. You know, if he cared about marriage, why doesn't he care about fixing the heterosexual marriages, 50% of which end in divorce? I did suspend my rule about not. You know, I've been thinking about, since the divorce rate is so high, I'm tired of giving wedding gifts that they break up, you know, 5 minutes after you've given the gifts. I've been thinking about waiting a year to see if the marriage takes before giving a wedding gift. But I did violate my own rules here and had a wedding gift for my cousin who got married in Tuscany. But that's another story. Anyway, if you really care about marriage, figure out why half of marriages fail. Why don't, maybe put some energy into that. Maybe put some energy into protecting the country. But why put energy into a constitutional ban on gay marriage? And apparently there is a split between Lynn Cheney and her husband, Big Dick Cheney. They are both the parents of a lesbian. She's the mother and he's the father. And she says the states ought to have final say over the legal status. And he says it needs to be a constitutional amendment. What do you think their how do you think their daughter feels with the parents duking it out in this way? 303-382-1150. And then, of course, the administration wants to postpone the election in the event of a terrorist event on Election Day. Oh, how convenient. 303-382-1150. Doug, calling from Aurora, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Oh, hi, Enid. Actually, I'm a first-time caller to any radio station anywhere. So could you play that last bit back maybe three times real fast or once real slow?
You're really a virgin. That's why we give the cheesy kiss to de-virginizing you.
Anyway, I just had one thought on that delaying the election, postponing the election, Tom Ridge's ploy. I've heard this on a couple of news stations just today, and they're saying that, we don't want to happen what happened in Spain where, you know, it influenced the election. But they never say that 80% of the Spaniards were against the Iraq war, that's pretty much why they booted Aznar. It just boggles my mind.
Well, you're absolutely right. But why do they, are they even doubly frightened that they're going to be turned out of office? Is that the story?
In my mind, of course.
Well, but they don't, the scenario they're painting isn't that the election, because if there were terrorism, that it might keep them in office.
Oh, well, they're learning from 9/11, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I had one other thing I wanted to bring up, and that was, I'm a member of Coloradoans for Voting Integrity. And we're having a rally on the West Capitol steps tomorrow at between 12 and 1. And this is, it's sponsored by Move On, True Majority, Common Cause. And it's Don't Let the Computer Eat Your Vote Day. It's being done in 19 cities around the country.
All right, give us the information again. This is to combat touchscreen voting.
Basically what we're advocating is a hand-counted paper ballot for this election. And the reason is, I know that you mentioned it earlier, you were talking about maybe advocating absentee ballots or absentee voting. And there's a law in Colorado, it's called the count recount law, in which, all absentee ballots are run through an optical scanner. And with this count recount law, that still means that you got to go by the optical scanner count.
And the optical scanner could be flawed.
Correct.
Yeah. And also, a paper trail isn't necessarily a guarantee. It's better.
No, it's not. But you know, when you purport that go ahead and vote by absentee ballot, that is better than just no paper trail at all.
Okay. So give us the information. Where's the rally?
The rally is on the West Capitol steps.
Tomorrow?
Noon and 1.
Noon and 1.
Mike Miles will be there. Dave Thomas will be there. Stan Matsunaka. And some other politicians as well.
Okay.
And that's what it's about.
All right. Thanks.
Don't let the computer eat your vote day.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for the info. I appreciate it. 303-382-1150. I just got this email from Patty. Patty says there is going to be a stumping and fundraising event. It's called Stump the Band for Kerry, Sunday, August 1st, 1 to 4 p.m. at La Opera Ristorante, which is I-70 in Peoria, formerly the airport broker. Join Patty Lee, Marlo Mortensen, Jeff Furr, and other local musicians for an afternoon of fundraising without the D. $20 at the door gets you great food, entertainment, and soft drinks. And the money, $5 from the door, and all request donations go to Move On, Pack, and Kerry Edwards. And the number to call is 303-371-6420. So it is Stump the Band for Kerry. $5 out of the 20 goes to MoveOn.org and to Kerry Edwards. 303-382-1150. Lee in Littleton, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi, Enid. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I also have a reminder for people. For what it's worth, Senator Campbell has claims that he hasn't made up his mind how to vote on the so-called federal marriage amendment. And so if people would like to call him and urge him to vote no on it, the number is 1-800-672-3184.
Oh, he's got bigger fish to fry than the gay marriage amendment.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, now that he's on his way out, he may not feel so obligated to follow the party line.
All right, so it's 1-800-672-3184. I don't think it has a chance of passing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But any Republican that votes against it is a big plus. No, there's no way it's going to pass.
Right.
Because it takes two-thirds
right.
vote. But if any Republican can vote their conscience instead of their
party line,
right, in order for, you know, for the benefit of their reelection, which he's not worried about at this point.
No, he's worried about keeping out of the pokey is what
yeah,
I would
exactly.
be worried about.
Exactly.
Lee, thank you very much for that suggestion. I appreciate it.
All right, Enid.
303-382-1150. If the election were held today, there are Newsweek conducted a poll, and there are two portions of it. One is a poll that the magazine conducted itself, and one was a poll on its website. So I don't know how scientific the website poll is. But if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And the Newsweek, it said, Newsweek conducting the poll, 45% for Bush-Cheney, 51%, so it's above the plus or minus 3 or 4% that you usually have with polls, 51% for Kerry Edwards, 4% undecided. The web, on the other hand, had 41% in favor of Bush-Cheney, 57% in favor of Kerry of the two Johns, Kerry Edwards. What if Bush's running mate were Secretary of State Colin Powell? Bush Powell, 53%. Kerry Edwards, 44%. That's according to Newsweek. On its website, however, Bush Powell was 43%, Kerry Edwards, 53%. If you could vote separately for vice president, who would you vote for? 41% said Dick Cheney, according to Newsweek. 52% said John Edwards. On the web, 32% for Dick Cheney, 56% for John Edwards. Does Don Kerry's choice of John Edwards as his vice presidential running mate make you more likely or less likely to vote for Kerry in November? More likely, 38% on the web, less likely, 15%, more likely, 21% by the magazine, and less likely, 8%. Do you think John Edwards is qualified to step in as president if he had to? Newsweek polls, 51%, the web says 55%, yes, no, 37% on the web, and no, 30%. On Newsweek magazine's poll. Do you think honest and ethical describe President Dick Cheney? By the way, he's facing some potential criminal charges in France, and this has to do with Halliburton trying to bribe various African officials in order to get to do business there. But what we're talking about here is making the gay, the ban on gay marriages a central part of your reelection. I personally think it's suicidal. I think we have so many more important issues to deal with. But he wants to pander to his base, and that's the right wing of the party. A lot of conservatives are feeling disaffected. I have a friend, my friend Francie, thinks that Kerry's going to win the election. Now, we got some time between now and the election. We don't have a lot of time, but we do have some time. I hope she's right. She says a lot of Republicans are not going to, a lot of her friends are Republicans, and she says they're not going to say anything to us, but she says when they have to go in there, a lot of them can't bring themselves to vote for Kerry, whether they have yet been able to bring themselves, or can't bring themselves to vote for Bush, but many cannot yet bring themselves to vote for Kerry. But when they go into the booth, a lot of these people really love the country, and they know that Bush is bad for the country, and she thinks they're going to pull the lever, or touch the screen, or write in John Kerry, or vote for John Kerry. What do you think? Is she right about that? I hope she is, but I don't think anybody can become complacent. 303-382-1150. If you've never called me before, if you've never called a talk radio show before, consider doing it. It's free. You'll be heard. You'll be heard by a lot of people. And maybe you could be the swing voice that affects the dialogue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings.
We love to shop and want to share some fashion tips with you, courtesy of Colorado Mills, the great shopping center at Colfax and Indiana Avenue in Lakewood. With its mix of retail and outlet stores, you'll find everything your little heart desires.
Here's a tip. Want to look taller and thinner? The answer is monochromatic or one-color dressing. Dress yourself in one color and you will look 10 pounds lighter and a few inches taller.
You don't even have to match the colors exactly. Color tones and texture variations variations work well, too. Stop by Colorado Mills this week and check out their monochromatic outfits at stores such as Ann Taylor Loft, Cashel Corner Annex, and Chico's.
This Style Matters Fashion Moment is brought to you by Colorado Mills. Just 15 minutes from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenues in Lakewood at Denver West. Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
This is Evelinda and Judy from Style Matters Live saying visit Colorado Mills where great shopping lives.
The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is here. Spend a memorable summer night in the historic setting of Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder and hear great artists from around the world and across the musical spectrum. On Saturday, July 17th, see the annual Colorado Barbershop Harmony Festival. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit Chautauqua.com. The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is brought to you by KNRC.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong, and you have to be prepared.
United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
I'm Mike Cahill for CNBC Business Radio. A split day for the markets, with the Dow gaining a bit and the Nasdaq with a small decline. Blue chips gained 25 points on the day. The Nasdaq lost about 9 points. Semiconductor shares were a big drag on the Nasdaq after Merrill Lynch downgraded the sector. The brokerage believes big spending on production equipment could lead to an oversupply of chips in the next year. This news hurt shares of Intel, Texas Instruments, Applied Materials, and Novella Systems. Intel reports its results tomorrow after the close. One bright spot for the Nasdaq was the decision by Google to list its shares on the tech-heavy index when it finally goes public. Morgan Stanley settles a sex discrimination suit for $54 million. That was minutes before opening arguments were set to begin in Manhattan federal court. The suit accused the financial giant of discriminating against hundreds of female workers by denying them promotions and raises. Once again, the Dow was up 25 points on the day, the Nasdaq lower by 10 points. Mike Cahill, CNBC Business Radio.
I'm Philip. I work in IT. You think you know me. You think you know what it's like sitting in traffic at I-25 in Hampton with the AC broken and my Doug Kellett show getting walked all over by some punk kid subwoofer.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:24 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. You know, I'm thinking about Italy. I have just come back. They take 3 hours off in the middle of the day. They have a siesta, and I'm thinking, wow, why don't we do that? It's not in our country, you come home and you're dragging at night, and you get some time for yourself. But there, they take 3 prim hours, so you get to put family, friends, a lot of people have sex during their siesta. Italy is just wiggling all over the place at between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They come back at noon and have lunch and eat with the family. You know, we don't have any of that. Maybe, are we more productive as a result of it, but then our family life suffers? Is that a good trade-off? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I just received this. In less than 48 hours, Congress apparently, now this was just sent to me, I hope this is true, Congress will vote on an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would permanently deny marriage equality to same-sex couples. This is unprecedented. Never before has our Constitution been amended to take away anyone's rights. We've got to fight back, and this is MoveOn.org's emergency petition to Congress is at MoveOn.org. So go to the website and you can access it that way. I got a great email from Arthur. Arthur says, here's an angle. Remember, we're talking now about the administration coming out of Homeland Security, well, what if there's a terrorist attack on Election Day? We have to postpone the election. Arthur says, well, gee, if they're going to postpone the election, how about maybe they could postpone my visa bill, too, when it's supposed to come in? Or, you know, all the credit card statements that come in, if they can postpone the election because of the meltdown, let's postpone all of that. What do you think? 303-382-1150. I think that's a great idea. Also, President Bush, Dickey, is not going to speak to the NAACP conference convention that it had. I think Joe told me that Bush is the first president since Hoover not to address the NAACP. Did they have the NAACP during Hoover's time? I'm not so sure about that. But in any event, he's one of the very few presidents not to address the NAACP. And the reason he's not doing it is he doesn't think that they like him much. Well, there's a surefire way, whichever people did like him a little bit, it's a surefire way to keep anybody from liking him by not showing up and dissing him. 303-382-1150. Jeff on a cell, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know, it's so ironic you would even bring this up because we were just discussing this morning. We have some friends that just got back from Greece, and they had sailed around. And they said that every afternoon it is the siesta and that they wanted to move over there for that very reason. I have been at the top of corporate America, and I have completely turned my life around, and I am a recovering workaholic. I am now trying to be my kid's father and my wife's husband and turn my life around so I don't lose it, because I think that the American dream is to chase the money and lose everything else in the meantime.
And then how rich are you?
Absolutely. I almost lost it all. It was right in front of me. I almost lost it all trying to just chase money.
How did you come to your senses? Were you booted out and then you had to come to your senses, or what happened?
No, I was at the very top of my game, and I had thought that putting in the extra time and being beat up was the way to go, and was working for one of the nation's leading wholesalers as a senior manager, and my wife said, they're abusing you and they're taking advantage of you and they're against the law. And I said, it can't be. One of the mainstays of their business, rule number five of doing business in this company was obey the law. And she printed the law out from the state of Colorado and showed me, and I was floored, absolutely floored. And after that, I went to the owner of the company, the CEO, and I brought it to his attention. And he just told me, you know, we take advantage, that's why we pay higher, if that's the sacrifice you're going to have to make. And it was just like then that my son said to me, I don't even know who my dad is.
So what did you do? Did you quit your job?
I quit. I walked away.
Were you able to, do you have another job? Were you able to get?
No, that was, you know, a year ago. And I've spent the last year just rejuvenating my life, turning my life around and trying to find the right direction of where I need to be.
Do you have to? Are you able not to work? Can you be retired now, or do you have to find something?
No, I've always landed on my feet and taken odd jobs and do whatever it takes to bring the money in. I'm not afraid of hard work and working for less money just to bring some money in. And that's what I've spent the last year doing, is regrouping, because I don't think the American dream is necessarily all that's cracked up to be.
Oh, I think that's great. And how have you regrouped? What have you done?
My kids know me more now in the last year than in the first 7 years of my first son's life. And I'll tell you that is absolutely irreplaceable. My two-year-old actually comes to me. He doesn't just hold around his mom. He loves me for who I am as a dad, and they see through me in my heart. And I know now that I'm doing the right thing.
Well, I'll tell you something. They've done surveys on what do people need most, and most people, and particularly women, when asked in these surveys, what do you want most? They all say time, more time.
Absolutely.
Think about this. You know, you can always make money doing something, but you can never make more time. And time, we're all here for 5 minutes, and that's the end of it. And time is precious.
I watched as my father worked all the time, and I don't even know who my father is. I mean, my father has been there for years. I don't know who he truly is, and I never wanted my to experience that. And I've seen all of my friends and everybody around me just fall by the wayside. Every one of our friends is divorced now.
Really?
And we just celebrated this last weekend. We celebrated our 11th anniversary, and I'll be damned if I'm ever going to let that happen again or let that fall apart in this lifetime.
Jeff, I'm really delighted to hear from you. I thank you, and I really wish you all the best. I think it's a great choice, and I'm glad that you're able to make it. 303-382-1150. Okay, as long as we're talking about lifestyle choices, I see an ad. This is, think of a Marlboro ad, okay? Think of the cowboy. He's dressed in a jeans jacket. He's got chaps on. He's really handsome and masculine, and he's carrying a lasso, and he's walking tall, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and it's just flopped down. That cigarette can't stand up. It's just flopped down, and the sign says, warning, smoking causes impotence. And I'm laughing at this, and then I see a story about Mike Ditka. And you see all these ads on TV for Levitra. You see ads for Viagra, otherwise known as the Pfizer Riser. You see all this stuff for a subject that was so taboo men would not discuss it, and that's impotence. But we don't call it that anymore. We call it erectile dysfunction. And sort of, if you think about it, are you really a man if you're taking this stuff? I mean, are you a fake man? Are you an artificial man? You got women who are pumping silicone into their what used to be their boobies, and are now basketballs. And you've got men. I came back. I have to tell you the story. I came back from Italy to 2,000 pieces of email. I would say 99%. Are a very good percentage spam. That email, you could increase your penis size by 5 miles, but you know, if you put all those emails end to end. So you've got a culture that thinks it can take a pill, it can inject something, it can do something. And I think women have become very, well, Gloria Steinem or somebody said, women have become the men we wanted to marry. So women have become strong, and where does that leave guys? And that they're all wearing jewelry, everybody's piercing their ears, you know, some of these guys are wearing more fragrance, they smell like French whores. Honest to God, they leave a wake of fragrance. I do not think that that is sexy, but to each his own. And so they've got to figure out what to do, and while they're figuring it out, they're all popping Levitra or Cialis or Viagra. Did you hear the news report? One of the news reports in the show today, what company was it? If you don't like their product, is it Cialis or Levitra? If you don't like their product, they'll give you... Oh my God. Here we're talking about a presidential election. We should be talking about the erection instead, if we have a speech problem. But it's Cialis. Thank you, Joe. Joe brought it in. Hoping to boost new prescriptions. Listen to this. The makers of Cialis. Is this the one where if you have a 4-hour erection, call your doctor? Lionel says he'd call his friends instead. The makers of Cialis are launching a new program that guarantees patient satisfaction with the erectile dysfunction drug. And there is a euphemism right there. The program is called the Cialis Promise. Let's patients try the drug for free. If they don't like it, the pills will be replaced free with one of the rival brands, Viagra or Levitra. I think this is amazing. So you get to try it for free. They're going to give you some for free. You're going to have whoopee time if it works. And if it doesn't, you get whoopee time with some other drugs, the ones that you would prefer to have. And it's what you call lost leader. So they're passing out freebies. I think this is hilarious. Are you really a man if you're popping this stuff? Really, there were a lot of marriages around. I hate to be spilling the beans on this, where the women were so happy that the men were not wiggling around anymore and they just couldn't do it. And then suddenly these drunks come on the market and these old geezers are popping them left and right and leaving these wives of 1,000 years to go off like on a pogo stick. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so here's the question. Manhood goes through ebbs and flows. Some would say, and this is New York Times beta man, say we're experiencing a masculinity crisis. Women have made great strides, and men have not really caught up. The paycheck is no longer the way to prove one's masculinity. So are men then forced into, acting like men, you know, performing on demand, and so they're all popping these drugs like Levitra and Viagra and so on. But I love this picture of the Marlboro man where the cigarette is just, you know, it is completely flopped out. It is just arced down in his mouth, and the sign underneath, small sign, says, "Warning, smoking causes impotence." 303-382-1150. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to... No, and why did Bush give a speech today at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, saying, you know, we did have to go to war with Iraq. Why, you know, we really had to do that. What a dope. This guy, you got to... You know, just for lack of... complete lack of elegance, he needs to be voted out of office. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 2:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly sunny and 94 degrees. The man shot and killed by a Denver police officer last night was unarmed. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The two big problems we've been talking about all afternoon have now been cleared up. In this report, the service to Verizon Wireless, the rollover accident northbound I-25 north of Greenland Road, out of the way now. Traffic just about back to normal. Likewise, the intersection of Evans and Monaco reopened to through traffic after an earlier serious motorcycle accident there. 52nd and Sheridan watch for an injury accident. That one just coming into us. Also a collision at 47th Street and the Longmont Diagonal Highway. And at I-76 and 88th Avenue, State Patrol is en route there to take care of some porta-potties that were left in traffic. Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, call 1-800-256-4646. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
DPD Chief Jerry Whitman said today that the man who was shot and killed by a Denver police officer last night wasn't armed. The victim was the 63-year-old uncle of a woman who was being assaulted by another man. Police had responded to a call about a woman who was being held against her will and repeatedly assaulted by her boyfriend. When the officer burst into the room, the boyfriend had left. The officer said he saw someone with something silver in his hand and fired. It turned out the object was a soda can. The 63-year-old victim died at the hospital. This report brought to you by ATA. A four-acre grass fire is burning in the Gray Rock area of Poudre Canyon west of Fort Collins. According to a Larimer County official, the fire is on Forest Service land. No word yet on what sparked that blaze. An Amber Alert is still in effect for 11-year-old Dulce Salazar Romero, who was abducted about 8:30 last night. Police think she's with 23-year-old Jesus Valenzuela, who was living with the girl's family. Police are looking for a 1993 burgundy Mercury Cougar with a temporary Colorado tag and a dent in the driver's side door. ATA's super sales with fares as low as $69 off-peak each way based on round trip, 14-day advance purchase. ATA's super sales end July 22nd. Buy now at ATA.com. That's ATA.com. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
Info.
What's up?
The scoop.
The latest.
What do you know?
What's new?
Listen and we'll tell you. Hear Colorado Talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, partly cloudy this evening, maybe some thunderstorms. It'll clear up after midnight. Low 60s for tonight's temperature. Mostly sunny to start the day tomorrow, then it'll cloud up, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Mid-90s for tomorrow's high. Mostly sunny and 94 now. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Zip, zip, zip. Gotta fill her up. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Heading down to the Diamond Shamrock. Drive in, zip out. Fill it up, baby. And be on the way. Shamrock.
from Athens, Greece. Leave it to Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels to create the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. Go to choicehotels.com to learn how to enter, and you can win a trip to Greece. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. Time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
2:41 on the Monday, back from Italy edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Do you know what clutter means in the business? When there's so many commercials, it just clutters up everything, and that's all. It's kind of an oral static, really. And so that's, I thought I would be obnoxious and explain it. You know, my family was so sick of me because I'd read from the guidebook as we were driving along, and one of my cousins said, "If I hear that the Duomo was made of three different colors of marble, pink, green, and white, one more time, I'm going to throw up." She was like, she just graduated from high school, but then it all worked out. It was fun. Actually, it was really a lot of fun. We all piled into a van. One of my cousins had a van. Because the mother of the bride, if you're just tuning in, I've just come back from Tuscany. I was there for a week because my cousin got married in Tuscany. And I thought, you know, going to a wedding, and I mean, isn't that a kind of an imposition? Not that anybody exactly had a gun to my head. But it was really amazing. She could have done the logistics for the war in Iraq. This thing was planned so well, and it was easy breezy. It wasn't... you know, one of these formal, pretentious kind of weddings. It was just lovely. Everything happened outside. The ceremony was outside in this medieval town where the weather cooperated, and it was just glorious. And the reception, which didn't get underway till about 9:30 or so, and dinner outside under incredible skies and all these globes that they strung electricity. So each one had a light bulb, these paper globes that, you know, you can get at Cost Plus of various sizes over this table strewn with rose petals and apricots and cherries and some flowers. It was absolutely magnificent. It was like out of a Renaissance painting, I have to say. Just really lovely. And her bouquet, which, since everybody was single, she couldn't dare toss her. It would be a savage, fight to the end. Was, think of this, I would say maybe a dozen or so calla lilies with a ribbon around it, kind of a wide ribbon. It was just very European and very lovely, and not a bunch of junky flowers of all kinds. It just was just really nice. Now, why did I talk about that? I don't know. I've been thinking about Italy lately. I was thinking about that long siesta. I'd be taking a nap right now if I were in Italy. 303-382-1150. I hope you're not taking a nap. We have to keep ever vigilant of this crew that's in the White House to keep them from having a return appearance. Milton calling from Westminster. First time caller. Welcome to Enid Live. Hi, Milton.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. I have been listening for about 6 months or more, and I'm a Democrat on the fence. I just don't think that Bush is best for the United States, so I'm going to probably hold my nose and vote for John Kerry.
Well, wait a minute. I don't believe that you're a Democrat on the fence, because if you were, why would you be holding your nose for a fellow Democrat?
Because he's been such a terrible, terrible candidate. I give him a...
Well, what do you mean a terrible candidate? Here's the question. Is he Mr. Popularity, or can he do the job? There are a lot of guys who are Mr. Popularity, and they can't do the job. And some people who don't have the best personality who are extremely competent. The question is he the best leader? And I think he would be very solid and very competent.
And I have the same question. I do not know that he has the ability to do the job.
Well, what
that
is it? What
is the question in my mind?
Wait. I mean, what is it that you don't know about him?
Well, he took forever to chew vice presidential candidate.
Wait, Milton, you're going to diss him? This is points off because he took forever. Maybe he was being careful.
Well, but in terms of being careful, another thing is he hasn't tackled, to me, any of the tough issues. Economy, Iraq. Being president is going to be tough. He's going to have to.
How many qualifications did Dickey have when he came into office? What had he ever done with his life, Dickey?
Well, I agree with you.
Other than being the child, he was, wait a minute. He was a child of privilege. All of his tough talking, he eats pork rinds, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He never did anything. He stuck everything up his nose that would fit, and he was a drunk until he was 40 years old and went through a lot of money of his parents' friends for all kinds of insider deals and flopped out at everything that he ever tried until he got a sweetheart deal from the American public and from some insider information and made some money with the Texas Rangers. And then they see that he's got some viability as a candidate with a name and a pedigree. He couldn't even get into school on his own. He had a kind of an affirmative action. He avoided Vietnam. He really even avoided showing up to the National Guard. You've got Kerry, who has won all those medals, who bravely fought. He fought, which a lot of guys didn't want to do, and I don't condemn him because nobody wanted to do it then. But he went. He made something out of himself. He went to law school, became a prosecutor. He became a senator. He did a whole lot more with his life than Dickey, who has done almost nothing and has glided by and amazed that he can do it. I mean, it is a feat of sheer brilliance.
Right. So why is this so close? Why is this election so close?
Well, because guys like you, Milton, are sitting around saying, well, he took so long to pick up a vice presidential candidate, I think I might not vote for him.
I was watching the talk show once, and Pat Buchanan, I think, said it best. He said Bush has only one thing going for him in this election, and that is he's running against Kerry. Kerry is just not saying anything.
Well, maybe Kerry will say something, and in any event, Kerry is a more solid guy than Bush. These are people who are willing to rape the middle class and the working public in order to fund tax cuts for the richest. I think if you want a democracy, if you want any kind of a common good, that's not what you would do. Milton, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Bruce in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Welcome home. Did you bring the heat with you?
Did I bring the what with me?
The hot weather.
The hot weather? You know,
yes.
I don't know. It might have hitched a plane ride on my three flights. I don't know.
I had a quick question and two quick comments for you.
Yeah.
I heard earlier when they asked you about the kind of wedding it was, and you said it was casual and you wore a hat. And I thought, that's very casual.
I had like a summer dress. It was just a skirt and a sweater and a hat.
That was just too good an opening to pass up.
All right.
The other thing is, part of the stuff about indecision is it takes three parties to get anything done in the government, the president, the House, and the Senate. And until we know who's going to control the House and the Senate, Kerry could say anything he wanted, and it would mean nothing. The reason Bush has been able to do anything is because he's got the other two on his side. Clinton was hamstrung because he did not. He lost control of the House, and he lost control of the Senate.
Let me say something. As a candidate, even if you're not able to do certain things, and we aren't going to know yet what Kerry would be able to do if he were elected. I think you've got to sell it. You got to sell some sizzle, whether you can deliver or you can't. You have to sell some magic. It's romance. I mean,
that's right. What,
you know, you heard Milton said, well, he took a long time to decide on a vice presidential candidate. So what? The question you have to come back to is it's not somebody's personality. And I find John Kerry actually interesting. I did meet him when he was here in Denver. He's funny. He's witty. He's smart. He's got a complicated mind. He's, you know, Teresa could have married. She's a billionaire. She could have anybody.
Right. Yep. And I think we might see more of that after the convention when they reveal the party platform. But I'm hoping so. We desperately need something like that to rally around. But I've got one other quick question because I know you're short on time. Do you think Goat Cheney yourself is going to become an acceptable part of political dialogue now?
Maybe we will, and if we can Cheney, that would be even better. I thank you, Bruce. 303-382-1150. Cindy calling from Denver. First-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome.
Thank you. I just had two quick comments. I think it was Milton. I never even really cared about politics until Bush got into office. I don't think anybody can do a worse job. So, I mean, I'm definitely voting for Kerry. And I think a lot of the reason that people are behind Bush is simply because they're Christians and I think personally brainwashed. And, you know, he's a Christian, they're a Christian, so he must be a good guy.
Well, that and also they stand to benefit from this administration one way or another.
Right. I just think people they're not listening. You know, it's just they look at him, they like him for some reason, and they're not paying attention to anything else that's going on. So.
I think you're absolutely right about that, and I thank you for the call. I hope you call us again. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Colin calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to make a quick point. I think it speaks to the fact that people are so dissatisfied with Bush that they are wanting to hear more from Kerry. What Milton said is actually not true. This is the earliest a vice president's ever been named in any election.
That's true. They usually wait until the convention.
Exactly. It just speaks to the fact that people want to hear more from Kerry, but, you know, traditionally the game hasn't, you know, it's not supposed to start now. And I've called before and I've made this point, but I just kind of wanted to say it again. I mean, you're going to hear a lot in the coming months. But I think it just goes to show how many people want to hear more from him, wanted to hear the vice presidential nomination earlier. But the fact is that he's on schedule to do what, you know, traditionally candidates have always done.
Excellent point, Colin. Thanks for making it. 303-382-1150. Ralph in Denver, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
I want to follow up on what the man just now said. Vice presidents have never been chosen till after the convention of the party, and that is really the most spurious thing that the Republicans are coming up with. But my concern is much greater, because these people are worrying me. They want to postpone the election, and what's to prevent them from calling in martial law and making Mr. Bush the king,
president for life?
That's right.
Well, I like what Arthur emailed us. If they're going to postpone the election, let them postpone your visa bill and everything else that's due at that time.
Well, no, that we're going to increase.
Oh. But you're probably right about that.
I mean, these people are serious.
Yes, they are serious.
And
if they are anticipating some kind of a terrorist meltdown, then they ought to be anticipating how to protect us from it rather than how to postpone an election. And I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Where will we send Justin next?
What's going on here?
Find out by keeping your radio locked in at AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
Today's report is a reminder to find out more about Fast Tracks, the proposed new mass transit network for the metro area. Log on to fasttracks.org, paid for by Fast Tracks, yes.
How to load the family vehicle for a 4th of July vacation. Step 1. Measure the allotted cubic feet of storage space. Step 2. Measure the cubic feet of family possessions to be loaded into said storage space. Step 3. At all costs, avoid saying the 7 unmentionable words. Your 3-year-old will just end up repeating them for the entire drive. This holiday road tip is brought to you by GEICO. Stay alert, drive safe, save money.
The odds and ends that live under Dylan's bed come to life in the Arvada Center's children's theater production, The Monster Under the Bed, playing June 15th through July 29th in the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater, ideal for children ages 3 and older. This original musical production is the entertaining story of clothes and toys fighting to survive as Dylan cleans his room. For more information or for tickets, call 720-898-7200 or visit www.arvadacenter.com.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Don't sell it or trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE or go to taxdeduction.com.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Clear up the confusion of liberal media bias.
This is a matter of life and death.
Listen to Jimmy Lakey, your new conservative watchdog. Mornings exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
256. Well, I see that the Denver Police Department is at it again. They shot the wrong guy, somebody who had a silver object. It turned out to be a soda can, and it was the uncle of the person they were looking for. Shot him dead, killed him. The officer who fired the weapon has been placed on administrative leave, and this was somebody who sounds like he was Hispanic. Who was shot and killed. So almost somebody, it's not anybody from Cherry Creek. Let's just put it like that. They're not shooting white folks, are they? The Denver Police Department. So we'll see what happens with that one. 303-382-1150. Dan, Onicell, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, it seems that
I have to correct myself. It isn't that blacks don't live in Cherry Creek. I'm sure many blacks do, but I'm trying to make a point about the police department. They shoot you if you're of color. Yes, Dan?
Well, thanks for taking my call, first of all. It seems they're not only thinking of postponing the election, but they've already thought about postponing the IRS, finding these bishops who are so bent on interfering with the election process.
What do you mean?
Well, the IRS can levy fines against the church. They can do all kinds of things.
Okay.
And they refuse to take any action.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
because they're postponing a lot of things. It's selective enforcement of the law.
Postponing a lot of things. They want to raise the mercury levels. They're calling it, they call it some fancy name like clean water, clean something, and then they raise all the sludge.
Clean out your wallet.
Thank you, Dan. 303-382-1150. Jane, calling from Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jane.
I've emailed you several times, but this is my first time I've called.
Oh, wait. First time caller. We have something for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have a quick comment, Enid. Instead of postponing the election, why don't we just have it next week?
All right, and postpone this administration.
Yes.
Oh, that would be good. I like that.
Okay, dear.
Thank you very much. That's an excellent idea.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that just about does it. I want to tell you what we've got cooking later in the week. We have Larry Flint. He will be here live in studio on Wednesday in his gold-plated wheelchair. It is the Hummer, the Rolls-Royce of wheelchairs, and he's always attended to by a couple of beefy guys. And my understanding is that the book is about politics and Bush. And he's, for being what he calls, he describes himself, Larry Flint, described himself as a smut peddler, but he was the one who really got Livingston drummed out of being speaker because of some all kinds of shadiness in his past, which I don't actually recall what it was, whether it was sexual or financial or some combination of the two. So Larry Flint has some credentials besides being a smut peddler. We'll be talking with him on Wednesday. He is also going to be at the Denver Press Club and the DAC at a lunch, and you can attend it. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for your great work. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for yours. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. It made coming back a lot easier. I'm still dealing with the jet lag. Let's do this tomorrow. Okay, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6, right? So leave it right here. And, you know the drill. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some mess and get involved in your community and politically. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll see you back here tomorrow at noon.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. President Bush says the U.S. was right to go into Iraq and topple Saddam Hussein. Speaking at Tennessee's Oak Ridge National Lab, Mr. Bush said the American people are safer because of his actions.
We are defending the peace by taking the fight to the enemy.
We will confront them overseas so we do not have to confront them here at home.
The president conceded that weapons of mass destruction have not been located, but insisted the Iraq war was worth it nonetheless. The Senate's resumed debate on the proposed constitutional ban on gay marriages. Supporters say a constitutional amendment would protect the sanctity of traditional marriage between a man and a woman.
We're moving on.
Actress Isabel Sanford has died, best known as Louise Wheezy Jefferson. In the popular CBS sitcom The Jeffersons, Sanford was 86. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Did you know that stop-and-go traffic can wear down your brake pads and increase the distance it takes for your car to stop? At Napa Auto Parts, we want to help you get your car ready for safe summer driving with a great deal on Napa True Stop brake pads. With an everyday price as low as